October, the most important month in high school football. Region play gets underway in Coleman County, and 3 weeks in, the West Point Warriors have come up short. The Warriors have skidded for three games straight since opening with two big shootouts. Now the Warriors need to win tonight and turn things around to keep the playoff ship afloat. Enter the Jasper Vikings, however, 4-1 with one loss at Coleman to begin their season. The Vikings look to dominate tonight and pillage the hope of the Warriors to keep their own playoff aspirations alive. Tonight, the West Point Warriors and the Jasper Vikings in a key 5A Region 6 matchup. And this is Friday Night Live. And now to the field for the National Anthem. And folks, what a beautiful kickoff to this one. A beautiful tribute to our great country, the United States of America, here in front of the crowd here at Jasper High School. Good afternoon, football fans from Key Row Gamble Field in Jasper, Alabama, deep in Walker County. You're tuned in to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Dylan Diemert, Chris Greer, and Josh Lawler here. A key game this is. A win marks the turning point for the Warriors to keep their dreams of the postseason alive and well. And for the Vikings, it's been smooth sailing so far. Only one game lost, the heartbreaker at Oliver Woodard against the Bearcats of Coleman. But now Jasper rowing on and leads the region with three wins. For more on those teams, I turn it over to my partners in crime, Chris Greer and Josh Lawler.
Well, you know, the first thing that I found out when I was doing a little bit of research about this Jasper team, very solid from top to bottom. And they've got a coach on their staff that a lot of Alabama fans are going to remember, a gentleman by the name of Tyrone Prothro. They've got a solid quarterback, good wide receivers. They're going to split it up about 50-50 between the run and the pass. They run a spread offense out of the shotgun for the most part. They've got a dual-threat quarterback who can throw and he can run the ball. They're going to run a 3-4 on defense, which means a lot of linebackers, a lot of speed, a lot of skill on the field.
That's for sure. And you know, the conference matchup is an important one to look at, because if you're going to make a case for West Point tonight, you know, coming into this game, Jasper's 4-1 to West Point's 2-3. If you're going to make a case for West Point tonight, you're going to compare their conference matchups. West Point losing to Hamilton and Lawrence County there early in the season. That has got to be a much more difficult couple of teams to play than Jasper's win over Hayden, Corner, and Dora. They have not played the teams that West Point have played. West Point still to play the teams that I just listed that Jasper's beaten. If you're fighting for West Point Warriors tonight, you've got to claim strength of schedule.
Right. Well, you've got to claim strength of schedule. You're going to have to knock off these Vikings, and so far not a lot of people have been able to do that. Coming up, the Jasper Vikings are going to be playing Russellville. They're going to be playing Hamilton, Lawrence County, of course, West Point tonight, and then they finish up the season with Deschler.
Right.
So I think a true test of how good Jasper is, we'll see when they play Hamilton. Hamilton yep. played West Point extremely tough, came back at the end of the ball game. But I would say it's safe to say, and I was going to ask your opinion on this, Dylan, you know, West Point's playoff hopes run through Jasper.
Yes, they do, Chris. And tonight, you got to prove your case because nobody is going to look at a four-loss region team and say, welcome to the playoffs.
Right.
You've got to turn it around tonight. Look at West Point's last game. No region wins. They had a bye week last week. But Russellville, they led that game early. Trailed by one at halftime, though, as Rylan Jones, quarterback, connected with Sapp for a 65-yard pass. And that was their one solid touchdown in the air. Now, Hunter Purcell goes on the ground, gets one from 8 yards out. We haven't seen too much production from him since the beginning of the season. Our first three games, we saw that they were just coming out hot. And Hunter Purcell, you know, he's made a case for one of the best players in Coleman County. And Rylan Jones compliments that team and quarterback. They didn't score again in that second half against Russellville. Russellville ran that one away, finally to a 53-20 loss at home for West Point. Now Jasper, however, 4-1 with their one loss at Coleman. They last week had a pretty tough battle here at home against Central Clay County. Quarterback Michael Creer had 196 yards in the air out of 20 out of 35 passing attempts, and he rushed for the one solid quarterback, 123 yards altogether, one touchdown for the one solid score that the Vikings had on 14 carries out of 123 yards. That's something. That's production there on the quarterback side.
Absolutely.
Xavier Waldrop had about 8 catches for 109 yards. He was the go-to receiver for Creer. And again, it was just a 3-point win, 10-7 against Central Clay County. Now tonight, it's homecoming. It's all the marbles in the bag here for Jasper. So this is a big win for them if they can get it against West Point. If West Point holds on, though, we will be talking more about the playoffs for them.
Absolutely. And if you're looking at this from Jasper's side of things, they've brought them in on their homecoming week. I don't know about you guys, but I remember being in high school. Anybody that was coming in on homecoming week was seen, at least from whoever's picking the schedule, as easy pickings.
Right.
That should be the fire under the West Point Warriors tonight.
Well, and the West Point Warriors, we've talked about this before in some of our past games. The West Point Warriors are coming in with their backs to the wall. They really don't have anything to lose. They have to turn things around. Jasper, on the other hand, does have things to lose.
Yep.
You know, if Jasper goes down to this West Point team, and we've seen them get hot before, but if Jasper goes down to this West Point team, then people will start to call into question the strength of schedule a little bit.
Yep.
You know, Jasper needs to go out tonight, handle their business, enjoy their homecoming, bring home another win, and then people are going to start really paying attention to the Vikings.
If you're only looking at the win-loss record coming into this game, it makes perfect sense that Jasper should clean the floor with West Point. But if you dig into these stats that you and Dylan have dug up, you're starting to see a closer game, which is ultimately why we've picked this as game of the week.
Right.
Could this be the revenge of the Warriors? Could Rylan Jones and company come back and squash the hopes of the Warriors, or excuse me, the Vikings fans here tonight, or it could be the other case, and dash their playoff hopes for the Warriors and send the maroon and gold home sad tonight? We do want to thank our sponsor, Scissor Salon, Coleman Appliance Repair, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Odin's Auto Glass, Cyber Broadband, and Happy Homes Real Estate. Without you guys, it would make it possible. And if you're interested in sponsoring Friday Night Live or anything else here on Coleman's Live 95, just reach out to us at studio@live95coleman.com. About 2 minutes away from this one kicking off as they're meeting midfield and talking about positions here. We'll take a quick break. Friday Night Live continue. We'll continue in just a little bit here from Kiwo Gamble Field in Jasper.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Hey, Coleman, it's October. That means that it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Monday, October the 1st through Saturday, October the 6th, and come check out our German heritage. Activities for the whole family are taking place right now in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Market Flats from Monday through Wednesday. Enjoy German music each morning by Wolfgang Wurz, starting Tuesday at lunch Freddy Day Catering will be serving up a German meal starting at about 10:30. And as the week progresses, enjoy music by Terry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express. The Car Show, Arts and Crafts, Kids Area, 5K, 10K runs on Saturday, German food, music, dancing, the pickle eating contest, the Stein hoisting contest, and even on select days, your very own Live 95, we're going to be broadcasting on site, so come by and see us. To get more information on the events happening downtown, visit Facebook.com, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or ColemanOktoberfest.com for the complete schedule. Coleman Oktoberfest at Coleman Tradition.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. The West Point Warriors and the Walker Vikings, excuse me, the Jasper Vikings, as we're still getting warmed up here. The Jasper Vikings take the field and we'll kick off to the West Point Warriors. First, though, picks.
I'm going to have to say I think that West Point takes an early lead. I believe that their running back, Persol, is going to have a big first half, but I think Jasper's going to figure out how to stop him during halftime. I'm going to go with the home team, the Jasper Vikings, taking it in the fourth quarter. I'm going to say 34-31.
Hey, you know, my story's a little similar. I'm going to say 36-20 in favor of Jasper, just because we've seen West Point come to this, come to a game. They go hard and heavy in the first half, and then turn it off. I think all 20 points can come up front in the first half, and then not again.
46 sends it back for the Vikings, and it'll be fielded around the 20 by 24 of West Point. That's Hunter Persol. Starting lineups tonight, you have Jasper as we got a break in the action here.
Yes. Offensive starting lineup for Jasper Vikings. Xavier Waltrip, Benjamin Bonner, Michael Creer, Caden Shelton, Kentavious. That's defensive. Nicholas Bonner, Benjamin Morrow, Reed Lum, Nathaniel Puff, Carson Alvis, Nicholas Roberts, Russell Green, and Hunter Tidwell.
And back to the field, Rylan Jones gets snapped, hands off to Persol, and Persol met in the backfield there and be tackled down near the 25. A loss of five, or about four there actually, for West Point. So second down and about 13 coming up.
There's nowhere to go on that run for Persol. I watched this Jasper defensive line when they were warming up before the game. These guys are big, they're fast, they're physical. But on that play, we saw it. They controlled the line of scrimmage. They got penetration. Nowhere for Persol to go.
That's definitely going to be a method that they're looking to continue throughout the first half.
As Rylan Jones, your starting quarterback for the Maroon and Gold, West Point working right to left as you listen. Referees give a whistle here.
While they're moving the ball, I'll go ahead with the Jasper defensive starters. I've already listed half of those. Picking up where I left off, Terrace Rudolph.
Xerxes
Havis.
Yep.
Ronnie Holiday. Harrison Sanders. Brody Vinson. Dure Ferris. Micah Woods. Connor Whitley. Jaden Vance. And that concludes your Jasper defensive starters.
Low snap on 2nd and 16. It's tipped and out of bounds as Jones tried to throw to number 2, Levi Farley.
That was a dangerous play there. I mean, Jones's pass was right on target. Farley tipped the ball up in the air. You never want to see that from a wide receiver. Very lucky that was not a turnover.
And your starting lineup for the West Point Warriors at quarterback Rylan Jones, number 5. At wide receiver, Colton Sapp, number 1. Landon Ray at wide receiver, number 8. Levi Farley's in the game as well at running back, number 2. And Kobe Bowers, number 11. As low snap again, third down. Rylan Jones has to heave it. He's got a man. That's Colton Sapp. But he'll be tackled. Nowhere to go to get to the first down. As about a gain of maybe about 10 there, but not good enough for the first down. It'll be a fourth down and about... Looks like about 6 to go here.
Colton Sapp, we've seen him before a couple of times this year. He is a burner. He is fast. He's got good hands. West Point needs to get that young man into the game if they're going to have a chance against Jasper.
Well, look on the field. The offense stays on as it looks like. We've seen them do this before, as Ryland Jones also does duel as the punter, so this could be a fake play. We'll see here, but looks like he's got Purcell to his right. And now he's going to go back for the punt, and he'll send it away.
That's a pretty good punt.
As it's bouncing near the 25-20, that's good field position, and it's going to roll out of bounds at about the 17-yard line of Jasper. So now we'll see Michael Creer and company, the team that had a tough time against Central Clay County last week. We'll see them again here as they'll get started with a good drive here.
Makes me wonder what happened this last week in practice for West Point. You noticed on the pass attempt there from Ryland Jones to Colton Sapp. It wasn't an underhanded throw, but it was almost that way. It was one of these sidearm baseball pitches, almost as if they had practiced to keep it out of the air to prevent Jasper from having any time to bring one down.
Creer gets a man. He'll be picked up near the, gets a first down, and then some. He's still on his feet. Gets down at the 40 there. As that went to number two of Jasper. I believe that's Xavier Waldrop.
Yep.
Anybody who's an Alabama fan would have recognized that play. That was a simple wide receiver bubble screen. Excellent blocking on the outside. Yep. He had a train of blockers going down the field, about 15 yards on the pickup.
So now a first and 10 from the 42 of their own. As easy snap for Creer, hands off to his back. He gets two, another push down, and then submits it open field at the 20 and brought down by the Warriors. That's number seven, Caden Shelton.
And that was domination on the offensive line right there.
Absolutely.
Jasper got a push. They created a hole that you or I could have ran the ball through, and that saved something. You know, that young man busted it for, what, about 40 yards down to the 20?
Yes, the ball will be down at the 21, first down inside the red zone, as Creer will just easily throw it to his receiver. He's still got room there. He stays on his feet and tumbles to about the 6-yard line there. That's going to be number 13, Cole Bonner.
Notice what they're doing, Dylan and Josh. They're staying on the line. They're running a hurry-up, up-tempo offense. Nobody's going back into any kind of huddle. That keeps West Point from substituting. It also keeps that defense back on their heels.
As Jasper fast-moving down here, Creer so far 2-for-2 on passing attempts as he'll flip it there.
Wow.
And he's going to go to the corner in for a Jasper Viking touchdown. Wow.
Right.
As that went right to Xavier Waldrop, if I saw that correct.
You know, and that's an interesting thing you bring up there, Chris, because they're trying to play the endurance game. If you notice the breakaway run that gained so many yardage, West Point was able to chase the runner down. But they're obviously practicing endurance over sprinting. Now, West Point's going to give it all they got for the first half. I really think this is going to fall into my theory about how the game's going to go.
As Heron's PAT is good, Jasper takes an early 7-0 lead. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. The Jasper Vikings take an early 7-0 lead with 9:14 left to go in the first quarter. So far, a shootout for Jasper as Heron lined up to send this one away. It's way up there. It's high.
And
it's going to be picked up by the Vikings.
What a play by the Vikings special team.
Whoa.
He kicked that ball straight up in the air about 30 yards. West Point was not expecting that. The ball comes down, he had three players waiting on it.
Well, guys, I think it's safe to say that we were not expecting that.
We weren't either. We didn't know what to say. We didn't know what was going on there.
There was nothing in the kicker lineup that indicated that he was going to get under that one. But, gosh, if he didn't, that was almost level with the press box where we're sitting at. And it no one on the field knew it other than Jasper.
Credit the tight end, Reed Lum, picking that up for his team as his offense will come back on the field after scoring. So we're going to be playing Jasper Viking football from left to right as you listen as Michael Creer and company comes back to the field. So first down from the 42. Creer back to pass. Airs it out. He's got a man deep. He's got a cut.
Incomplete.
And it's going to be ruled incomplete as he lost control of it as he fell to the ground. If he would have just held on to that, it was almost a big play for Jasper.
West Point right now is selling out to stop the run. They've got about six, seven guys up in the box. They only have one safety out deep. You know, that leaves man-on-man coverage on the outside.
So 9:04 left to play in the first quarter as Jasper comes out firing on all cylinders. A stop on the field right now as officials need to talk it over. Do you remember there is instant replay in this? I don't know where that tent is at, but
I have not seen it tonight, but we've seen it in several other games so far, and that blows my mind. Ineligible receiver downfield.
So maybe it's a flag instead, so they maybe go ahead and rule this one back. Doesn't matter if Waldrop caught it or not. It sounds like there's a flag on the play.
You know, this is the last thing you want to see. If you're Jasper's offense, because we've worked so Jasper has worked so hard to get the ball back, score, get the ball back, and then looking to score again, hit them early where it counts. Because if you can get in West Point's head, you can cut them off early here. But these mental mistakes, these flags bringing you back, is only giving more time for West Point to learn your offense.
As Creer gets snap, hands off to number 7, Caden Shelton. And Shelton's still on his feet to about the 30. Ball comes out, though. Looks like it's picked up by the Warriors. We're going to see what they're going to say. Warriors are signaling for it. Refs say it's with the Warriors. Now West Point will take over from the 30. No, the 27 there. As Shelton on the carry lost it when he was going down, and West Point fell on it.
That was a big play by the West Point Warriors defense. They really, really needed that. I believe the running back for Jasper easily had the first down. You know, driving down into the red zone, you didn't want to go down two scores this quick.
No, absolutely not. And what a momentum swing. I mean, you know, I just finished talking about how important it was for Jasper, who had worked so hard, and then to turn it over, mental mistake.
A bad turnover for the Vikings, turnover opportunity for the Warriors as it's picked up by the running back we've heard all season so far. As that's number 24, Hunter Purcell with the carry as he gets to about the 35 there as a pretty bad tackle that brought him down. No, they're going to say first down as he picked up the first down there. Ball placed at about the 39-yard line of West Point.
And that's definitely the story to follow here is we've seen Hunter Purcell in several games. He's definitely a breakout player in all of those games. Being a senior, he is the kid to watch to try to lead the Warriors into a playoff season at best.
It's a Rylan Jones keeper here as he gets about 3 yards on that.
Leveled the shoulder there into the defender.
Man, I like seeing that from a quarterback. Somebody had him in their grasp. He knew he was going to take a hit. Instead of just taking the hit, he gave it. Lowered his shoulder, lowered the boom on a quarterback coming up to make the tackle.
Second and 7 for the 43-yard line of West Point.
That's quite a decision to make as a quarterback, because at some point you have to watch out for yourself.
As Rylan Jones has Hunter Purcell in the backfield with him. Shotgun here. Gets a snap, hands off to Purcell. Purcell runs right, goes straight to the sideline, then gets the first down and goes out of bounds. About 2 yards plus to that run.
You know, we've watched this young man in three games, Dylan. One of the things that stands out to me, he never looks like he's running hard.
No.
Okay, he looks like he's jogging, but he's running away from everyone.
As the ball will be placed at the Jasper 49,
I think you accredit that, Chris, to just some natural God-given talent. You know,
exactly.
He runs so effortlessly, you'd hate to see him break down in a sprint because you probably couldn't track him.
So now first down from the Jasper 49 as he hands off to Purcell again, this time moving to the left. He breaks some moves there, gets out of bounds near the 44-yard line.
It's going to be a good pickup on first down, about 6 yards. That leaves a very makeable second down and four.
He must be able to hear us talking about his sprint because there, as he's trying to get around the line of scrimmage, you can see him kind of almost twitch as he's boosting a little bit of speed, trying to break some ankles out there, if you will, shift around those defenders. At any given time, I really think we can see him blow past his defense.
So now from the 43-yard line of Jasper, second and four. Ryland Jones with Purcell to his right. As he's going to roll to his right, he's going to throw, low throw, and not going to be connected there. Pass intended for Levi Farley.
You know, we noticed it on that last run, Josh. When Purcell came around the corner, you know, we had just spoken about how effortlessly he seems to run.
Yes.
He has another gear, and he kicks it down, gets around the corner, takes nothing, and makes 6 yards out of it.
He's really saving a little bit of that energy for those moments. You can see that through his years of playing ball that he's recognized that he needs that last gear for when that opening is created. And it may only be open for a half a second or a whole second before he's got to break right through it.
So now a third and four situation for the West Point Warriors. Low snap there. Ryland Jones has to throw. Rolls to his right. He's got a man and intercepted by the Vikings.
Jasper has it.
That is a dangerous throw for a quarterback to make. Scrambling to his right. He threw it across his body back to the left.
Looks like Litt Waney of the West Point Warriors is looking for an incomplete call, but they may talk about – nope, they're going to talk about the placement of the ball instead. It did look super low. This was something that West Point has obviously practiced. You know, two or three passing plays that we've seen so far, Ryland Jones has thrown it almost sidearm to keep it out of the air, not giving the Viking defense any time in the air to get under that ball. But obviously they couldn't stop him.
Credit the INT to Caden Marchbanks as Creer gets a pass off to one of his backs in the backfield, and he goes out to the
45. Tyler 41. Thompson. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a very well set up play. The running back motioned out and caught the ball. Good pursuit by number 57 for the West Point defense. The big man got on his horse, ran him down from behind. That would be Jordan Tanner. Excellent play by that defensive lineman.
From the 38, second and three, as he's got a man connected there as he goes to the sideline and pushed out Xavier Waldrop with the catch there and gets to the 36-yard line. Fast-paced offense from this Jasper Viking team.
High percentage pass plays, Josh.
Right.
You know, they're taking their shots downfield, but a lot of stuff on the edge, a lot of screens.
So now first and 10 from the 36-yard line.
Looking at possibly another pass to that outside receiver.
That's
right,
Michael
Creer
stays on the feet. He's got a pass.
Right in the middle.
And right to the middle to the tight end.
Ooh.
And he's got it. That's number 35.
You've got to give it to West Point tonight. They are making some tackles. When they get hold of them, they're not just putting them to the ground. This is not pro ball that we've seen in the past couple of weeks. They're not being soft with Jasper at all. They are really putting them to the ground. We saw a couple of tackles a minute ago that looked like WWE suplexes. This is going to be quite an interesting night.
It's going to be a very physical ball game between these two.
Reed Lum with the reception there and gets a first down for his team as it'll be a first and 10 from the 24-yard line. Michael Creer hands off to his quarterback, or hands off to a running back, and stays on his feet there. Creer, the quarterback, number six for Jasper, as he went to, I believe he went to Caden Shelton there, number seven.
He ran that one about 12 yards right up the middle. I love what I'm seeing out of this Jasper offense.
Absolutely.
They're about 50-50. They're running high-percentage pass plays, but they're running the ball too. And they're keeping that West Point defense on its heels.
Which is exactly what you want to see if you're the offensive coach, because it's so hard for West Point's defense to comprehend what to exactly expect.
So now whistles all over this one. It was a first and 10 from the 12.
False start
on the offense, so that'll be 5 yards back.
and you get down into the end zone and you get five back because somebody jumped the gun. That's tough. I feel like we're going to see a lot more of these from Jasper tonight.
Well, one of the things that I picked up from talking to some of the parents before the game, Jasper has an excellent kicker.
Yeah.
Out to about 35, maybe even 40 yards. He's good.
First and 15 from the 17. As Greer has a man, it's caught. West Point says it's not. Referees, I've got one ref, looked like in the corner, looked like he was signaling it was caught, but one saying no.
Second and 15.
It's going to be second and 15, Dylan. He went down for the ball. I couldn't tell which one of the Jasper receivers that was. He went down to get it, but he just couldn't hold on to it. Touched the ground. Referees calling it incomplete.
As one of the officials by the pylon looked like he was signaling for a catch, but the other one right there on top said no, and they confer and say no. So now second and 15, like you said, Chris, from the 17. Michael Creer here gets a snap. Makes it look easy here. He's got a man in the corner.
He'll lob it up.
Caught.
No. Incomplete.
Incomplete. No. It will go out of bounds as he wouldn't have been in for the touchdown as he was just in front of the pylon but could not connect with that one. That looks like number five. I've got him here on my roster. We have number three.
You know, Josh.
Elon Colbert.
I believe that was the first mistake I've seen Creer make throwing the ball. He threw it into double coverage on the fade route. He had one-on-one, you know, to the near side of the field.
So now a third and 15 here.
I'm sorry, I thought you were looking for the defensive awarded with pushing him out of bounds. That was West Point's number three, Whit Laney.
As quarterback in motion, fakes the pass there, and he's going to be stopped by Whit. No, he went out of bounds. As looked like he just spun out of that one as they were going to not tackle him out of bounds there. Fourth down now.
Once again, guys, these last two plays, if you're watching the tackles, really, West Point just got these runners out of bounds is all they did. But they're making them pay for it in the worst way. West Point's going up for the ball. It looks more like a basketball game with the rebounds that we're trying to get.
It's going to be about a 35-yard field goal, Jasper setting up.
They're going to send Heron out, number 20, the holder. That's number 20, Benjamin Morrow. Kick is up.
Oh, they did go for it.
Plenty of distance.
That's good. No, no good.
No good. No good. As Jasper does not connect on the field goal attempt. West Point's offense will come out in just a little bit here as a turnover on downs.
You know, that was a close one. From my angle, it looked like it just went through. It must have just gone under the field post there.
You know, he had plenty of distance on it. I think he pushed it just a little to the left.
Oh, you think so?
Josh, but at this level of football, at the high school level, if you have a kicker who can make a 35-yarder, that'll win one or two ball games a year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So working from right to left from their own 20, West Point will get the ball as Ryland Jones comes back on the field after throwing that interception. As it's a low snap again, he's going to have to throw. He's got time. As intercepted again.
We'll see. Nope, they're going to call it incomplete.
West Boy dodged a bullet if they called that incomplete.
He did. Line judge is going to call it incomplete as he's standing over there under the second down marker. They don't look too happy with that one, but quite the save from West Point.
As Ryland Jones almost had his second interception of the night.
You know, and that's the third low snap we've seen tonight. And,
right.
And all that's doing is cutting the half or a whole second off of the pocket time. And Ryland Jones needs all of that he can get tonight.
And we've seen that in previous games that Ryland Jones could have went and ordered a pizza for all that time he had back there.
Absolutely.
So second and 10 here on the 20 again. Hands off to Purcell. Purcell goes up the gut there and maybe gets above the line of scrimmage.
Looked like he's going to gain about a yard there, but just jersey tackled right at the line of scrimmage. That's disappointing if you're first off because you are used to racking up some numbers.
Well, you're used to racking up some numbers, but I don't think anybody on the Jasper defensive side was fooled by that call.
No.
Now you've got them behind the eight ball with third and eight. You know, you can pin your ears back and really go if you're a defensive lineman.
Yeah, if I'm Jasper's defense, I'm running everything, doesn't matter if it's man or it's zone, but I'm going to stick at least one man on Hunter Purcell just in case.
Jones looks at the Purcell. He gets a first down and then some. It'll be tackled at about the 36-yard line as easy peasy lemon squeezy there for Ryland Jones.
Let's give Coach Farley credit where it's due right there. That play call was a thing of beauty. Okay, they brought a corner blitz, Jasper did. Purcell acted like he was picking up the blitz. Then he just floats out into the flat. The quarterback lost the ball to him. Easy pickup for a first down on third and long.
Absolutely. You know, that on my roster, I've got stars next to a couple of names on West Point. It's right. No doubt that Hunter Purcell is on that list. Hey, if you're the offensive coach for West Point tonight, you've got a similar roster with some stars on it.
Sure.
So you need something to happen, maybe a third and long like we just saw. Of course, you're gonna flop it right out to Hunter Purcell and let him work some magic.
As we were told at the beginning of the season, we'd see Colton Sapp more often, and in last games we have as nearly picked off there as Ryland Jones attempts to pass on first and 10 from the 36.
Something I saw that was pretty interesting right there. Let me see the Jasper lineup for the defense. Number four, Sheldon Cherry, he came up from the safety position. He was actually spying on Purcell. Everywhere Purcell went, he was with him. Just like you said that West Point has some stars beside the names, so does Jasper.
Yeah.
So now from the 36-yard line, second and 10, West Point working from right to left. Ryland Jones with a snap, a good snap this time, hands off to Purcell as he'll be brought down at about the 38-yard line.
It's going to be third down and long again. Man, you don't want to see West Point keep getting into these third and long situations. You know, it's forcing that quarterback sometimes to make throws that he shouldn't let go.
Absolutely.
Under 4 minutes in the first quarter. Third and 8 coming up. Another long attempt here for Ryland Jones. As look to see maybe he fire it to Colton Sapp. Maybe Levi Farley. Pressure coming. He needs to move forward as he gets it off and incomplete. Attempt 2, Hunter Purcell.
I was looking for a flag on that.
Me too. Me too. You probably could hear me start to get a little excited there. He was all over the top of that receiver. He was trying to bend over to catch the ball with the defender just all over the top of his back. But no flag, so no foul.
I think the big difference on that play, that defender was trying to go over the top to go after the ball himself. Yeah. Had he not been reaching for the ball, I think we definitely would have seen a flag.
And you know what? It's good for them to let play go a little bit, especially with how physical both sides have been tonight.
Right.
As Jones is back to send it away here, as the hard count strikes again for West Point. Ryland Jones is the master of this.
How many times have we seen Jones do this? 4, 5 times over the course of this season?
Yeah.
That I can think of. I don't know that I've seen a high school quarterback be better at the hard count than Jones.
A little update as we'll get you the rest of the scores from around the county here soon. An update from Tommy Warhurst as Coleman leads that game 7-0 against Athens. They're at home tonight. They're at the end of the first quarter.
So good news from Oliver Woodard Stadium. 4th and 3 here as Ryland Jones will still send it away. Got some extra yardage, though, as it'll be fielded by Jasper. Stays on his feet, though. That's number 4, and he'll be tackled by number 11 of West Point. That's Kobe Bowers.
They're looking for some scrapping. Hey, you can't say the name Jasper without some Fox 6 video coming to mind, right?
Right.
There's quite a history of interaction, as I should say.
That's one way to put it, there.
It is. I believe it's the nicest way to put it. Maybe maybe we won't see that.
No, this is another team from Coleman County, so do remember that.
I'll remember
that. Hey, remember my ESPN staff from Tuesday night, as Jasper is 0-1 to Coleman County team so far this season.
That's right.
So a 1st and 10 from the 36 as Michael Creer will get the snap here, as he'll flip it to number 2. That's easy peasy for him. That's Xavier Waldrop, and he'll be brought down midfield at about the 47.
Possibly a touchdown saving tackle by the safety of West Point. He was able to get a hand on that young man's feet just as he came by, tripped him up, but still about a 15-yard gain.
As Xavier Waldrop makes it look easy out here, has a good connection from his quarterback, as quarterback will go to number 13. That's going to be behind him as Cole Bonner, the intended receiver, as the ball falls behind him and
Bonner looking like he didn't even know it was coming to him.
He didn't even get turned around. He just turned on the Jets and got going.
That's got to be a misread between the two of them. That quarterback was expecting a curl route. Bonner went straight for the end zone.
And Bonner looked back at the coach's line saying, did you really call that? I didn't see it.
As they go right up the middle at Shelton.
Still moving.
Still moving.
They're still going there. As he thought they'd whistle him as it was just a pile of players there.
That was an old-fashioned rugby scrum to anybody who's watched a game of rugby. You know, those big guys on the offensive line got in there, started pushing, picked up an extra 4 yards. Brings up third and four.
From the 42-yard line.
Jasper's leading 7-0. They'd love to add to that score.
As they had an attempt at it earlier and could not connect, could not make it 10, they'll go for it again as they hand off to, again, Shelton. And about the same thing that happened last time, but this time a first down gain by Jasper.
A couple of scores from around the county, guys. I've got Colbert County 6, Addison 0 as they're in the second quarter. I just brought you the Coleman-Athens score in the first quarter, 7-0 in favor of Coleman. North Jackson 16 to Fairview 6, that also in the first quarter. We'll pick up the rest of those in a minute.
Game to watch this week will be Good Hope at Northside as Creer airs it out.
Too far.
To his receiver. It's number 13, Cole Bonner again, but this time could not connect like the last play, as this time the ball ahead of him. So now a third down approaching here. Or is it a second and 10? I can't remember.
Second and 10. But Bonner had about 2 steps on his man. Just couldn't connect. You know, you hate to see an incompletion like that, but at the same time, it's a smart play. He put the ball where only his man could get it.
As flips it up to number 5. That's going to be Benjamin Bonner, and it'll be brought down.
Met by 2 Warriors there on the far side. And even though that's a 7-yard gain for Jasper, when West Point finally caught up with him, they made sure they put him into the ground. He dug up a little bit of grass on the far side for sure.
He did, but that was an excellent play by Creer.
It was.
It was a pass run option on the quarterback. He kind of did a Tim Tebow jump pass to complete it to the wide receiver.
And he had to, because number 22 for West Point, Braden Martin, was there in the quarterback's face when he threw it, knew the ball was going to go over the top of his head, and they both jumped. Martin looking to defend it, Creer looking to get it over the top. Ultimately, they got it over the top.
It's going to be a penalty against Jasper Vikings. That's going to march them back and make it about 3rd down and 7. Not a very good play by that offense.
As it looked to be a false start on the offense, and Creer will get a second attempt at it. He's moving to his right. He keeps it himself. We haven't seen this yet tonight. He gets the first down and gets to about the 16-yard line there as quarterback keeper for the first time tonight. We do want to thank our sponsors. About a minute 15 in the first quarter. Do want to thank our sponsor, Scissor Salon, Coleman Appliance Repair, Fuller Optical, Gateway Mortgage, Odin's Auto Glass, Cyber Broadband, and Happy Homes Real Estate, because without you guys, Friday Night Live would not be possible.
Absolutely.
From Jasper High School, as it's a 1st and 10 from the 17, as Creer airs it to the side. He's got a man. That's Xavier Waldrop. He broke one tackle but could not break the other, so a 2nd down coming up.
Almost a loss there, guys, as they're going wider and wider with these screens. Eventually, they're going to be out of bounds when they make these catches.
Well, Levi Farley really made the play there for West Point, number 2.
Yep.
He was locked up man-to-man with that receiver. He was able to make an open field tackle, not the easiest thing to do.
The rest of the scores coming from around the county after this play.
As Creer in motion, gets a man, no. Pass attempt for number 20, looked like. That's going to be Benjamin Morrow.
Yeah.
So an incomplete pass attempt to the senior.
The rest of the scores, Northside, Good Hope, that game that you said was the one to watch. They're still in the first quarter, Good Hope 6, Northside 7.
Wow.
Missing the point after there, Good Hope is, to keep that one from being all tied up. Midfield 8 over 6 at Hantsville. Holly Pond leading Lucas Fork 12-7. They're in the second quarter. We'll pick up the rest of them after this play.
As a man in motion here, that's the man he's going to flip it to. That's number 7. Shelton gets inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line. What's going on here on the field?
I think the ball got put on the ground. West Point saying they've got it. Was he down before the ball got out?
I didn't see any marker flags come out, so I'm going to doubt it. I'm going to say that it is still Jasper's ball.
I believe you are correct, Josh. It's going to bring up fourth down and three from about the 9-yard line.
And I do not see a kicker out on the field.
No, sir. They are going for it.
But time will expire on them in the first quarter as Jasper leads at home 7-0. From Key Row Gamble Field. We'll take a quick break. Friday Night Love continue with just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95. We are WRJMLP Coleman.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800 is Odin's Auto Glass.
Sorry, Josh, gave you the miscue there. As we're back on Friday Night Live, Key Row Gamble Stadium here in Jasper, Alabama, home of the Vikings. As a 4th and 9 coming up, or 4th and 2 from the 9, I should say, of West Point. As West Point backed up on their own end zone, Jasper fighting forward. Quarterback stays on the field here. Needs 2 yards, keep play alive. Welcome to the second quarter of football. As right through the middle, and
I think he's got it.
They're going to say down at the 2 or 1. So a first down, first and goal.
First down by first and goal.
From the 5, they will say. So first and goal from the 5-yard line as they'll go right through the middle again. Pushing forward. Can he get some help? He does not.
As they're unpiling there, the last of the scores from around the county, Vinemont losing to Fultondale in the second quarter, 10-0. Fultondale taking an early lead. And then, of course, you're listening to the Jasper-West Point game. Jasper 7, West Point 0, as we've just started the second quarter.
A second and goal from the 1 here. As Creer puts a man in motion, he's got Shelton to just sneak that one by. Touchdown, Vikings.
That's a very impressive drive by the Jasper Vikings. Something that you would be worried about if you're a West Point fan. That West Point defense has been on the field a long, long time tonight in this first half.
A very long time.
It seems like we've been on the air just as long as they've been.
That's right. This has been rather nonstop, but this is something that Jasper's got to have planned out. You know, they've got to have seen, the scouting team has got to have seen that West Point is only a first-half team. And if they wear them out up front, there definitely won't be anybody in the second quarter, let alone the second half.
The point after is good. Jasper leads 14-0 early in the second quarter as Friday Night Love will continue. It's just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Attention, Coleman.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Jasper High School in beautiful Jasper, Alabama. Your Vikings lead 14-0 as West Point is in town visiting. As the Warriors ready to receive, as we've got Levi Farley and also number 24, the star of this team, Hunter Purcell.
Not an easy name to forget. Oh,
another onside kick by Jasper.
As West Point falls on it, it's Will Brown who will fall on it and keep it for the Warriors.
Jasper looking pretty tough out here. Not only onside kicking, but taking all of their defenders there and making sure that a shoulder is met with a West Point Warrior for sure. This game is going to get pretty heated before we even make it to the locker room.
I think we might see a little bit of chippiness. I think there's a history of that when Coleman County comes down to Jasper.
Absolutely.
So now from the 40-yard line of their own, West Point will start, as we'll get Ryland Jones with Hunter Purcell to his right. First and 10. Ryland Jones with the snap, hands off to Purcell. Another low snap there.
Oh.
And it's loose. But picked up by the Warriors.
About a 5-yard pickup by Purcell. That was a hard 5 yards, too. He took several big hits on that run around the left end.
You know, he tried to clear a defender, jump over the top of it, and he just didn't quite get the height. Caused him to trip up. Shoulder comes down, and the ball comes loose. Fortunately for the Warriors, called dead before the ball tumbled.
So from the 45-yard line of West Point, it'll be a 2nd and 5. I've not seen too many changes in these wide receivers. I haven't heard too much from them as it's going to Purcell. Right through the gut there and gets to the, I'd say about the 47, maybe the 48 there.
It's going to bring up about a 3rd down and 3. Well, this is a makeable down for West Point.
Yep.
But you brought up a very good point, Dylan. We're not seeing Staff and some of these wide receivers really be a factor in this game. Purcell's a great player. He's going to need some help.
I've got Bowers right there on the top. I've got Farley. And at the, I think I see Sapp as well in that lineup there. So it'll be a 3rd and 2 here. As Ryland Jones with the keeper, he'll be stuffed there.
And that's a tough tackle to take. It looked like he took a helmet straight to the knee as he tried to dive through the defensive line right there. Just
Josh,
didn't work out.
He took one to the knee, like you were saying. Then one of the Jasper defenders' friends came and hit him right in the kidneys.
That too.
That does not feel good.
No, no.
So now from the 3 yards out from the 47.
Looking for a call from the sideline. Looks like the offense is going to stay on the field for this one. Oh, but we've seen it before.
Snap.
Ryland Jones just going to punt it away from that shotgun formation with a pretty good punt last time.
Right.
All the way back to the 20.
Looks like he's going to stay as a quarterback here.
That looked like a movement on Jasper's side. Oh, nope. Timeout from West Point.
The first timeout called by their team tonight as the Warriors will take a timeout. We'll take one with them. Jasper leads 14-0. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanApplianceRepair.com.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Jasper High School here in Jasper, Alabama, as the Jasper Vikings will lead this one 14-0. Dylan Diemert, Chris Greer, and Josh Lawler here on the call tonight from Kiro Gamble Field, as the new Jasper High School, about a mile away from here.
Looks like a university, Dylan.
It does, and it's pretty new campus from what we've heard. We're at the old campus where the stadium's at. It's a very historic stadium here in Jasper. As Ryland Jones stays on the field, flips to the Purcell, needs to get to 3 yards. He's got the first down.
Gutsy play call by West Point. You know, bad snap you know, between the center and the quarterback. Quarterback picks it up, flips it to Pearsall. Pearsall picks up the first down.
You know, like you mentioned, fourth bad snap tonight. For anybody that's keeping track, that's four almost on the ground for Rylan Jones to try to pick up. That's got to be wearing on him. He's taking hits off the defensive line. He's thrown an interception, and now he's trying to scoop up snaps off the grass. It's a tough night for Dylan.
From the 49 of Jasper, as bobbled there, but whistles all over that one.
Very fortunate if you're Jones right here, because not only did you have to run for the snap and reach out for it, but as you were bobbling the snap, four Jasper defenders were on top of
him. So they'll be moving back to the 46-yard line.
It's going to be first and 15 against the defense that you don't want to go into the hole like this against.
So now first and 15 from the 46-yard line. Got to wonder if they're going to go to a receiver here. Go-to man has been Pearsall on the ground. Rylan Jones with a snap. He's going to air it. He's got a man to the left corner.
He's open.
It's caught. No! Kobe Bowers on the attempt there for West Point.
But if you're a West Point fan listening in, we hate to give you those false positives, but it looked like he was about to come down with it there. Would have been a great play if he did.
It would have been. It was an excellent throw by the quarterback. Something that I noticed on that play, Josh, the man who threw the block to give him time to make that pass, Pearsall.
He's got a star by his name on the roster for a reason. He is an impact player for sure.
So now a second and 15 again from the 46-yard line. Inside West Point territory. They were 1 yard inside Jasper territory. Now back to the West Point 46 as Jones gets a snap here. He's going to have to air it again. He's got a man to the middle, caught by Colton Sapp. And that's a first down. And then some. He stays on his feet, though, and
he's
tries to
fighting.
Fight for it. Gets to the 32-yard line there as big pickup for the Warriors.
You know, not being able to wrap down Colton there, that's a big thing for West Point. If you're West Point, you're learning from that play. You go, okay, you know what? The middle worked. They couldn't wrap us up. From here on out, I'm throwing those slant passes across the middle and just see how long it takes me before I find the end zone.
And the first we saw for the first time this game, West Point's offensive line showed up on that play. He had all day to throw that ball.
Oh, gosh. Everyone found a man to block. That's what you like to see.
Low snap by Jones, but he's going to air it out again. That's Kobe Bowers in the corner.
Ooh.
And
oh,
a
yes.
flag
yes.
as that. He's got the ball, but he is injured there. As that's obviously got to be pass interference there.
I don't know if that'll be unnecessary roughness.
I think that's borderline ejecting a player.
That may be targeting.
Yes.
You might
absolutely
see a targeting call on this.
And they're looking to get an argument. Expect to see some. Nope. They're going to clear the bench right here.
They've got the.
He was rolling around. That's number 11.
This is not good for West
for
Point.
West Point. So he's on his feet now. So that's a good thing. But he is looking to mix with some Jasper players.
And we don't blame him.
Not
we don't
bit.
Condone it, but we don't blame him. That was a hard shot.
I'll tell you something.
To the head.
If we didn't have the camera turned anywhere near that, I don't think you could have seen it, even if I had, because it was off the side of the end zone there. But the Jasper defender had a number 11 for West Point. I don't have his name.
Ben, I believe it was number 8 for Jasper.
In a U-shape. He hit him so hard out of bounds. There is no doubt. If I'm referee, I'm ejecting that young man.
Well, he came off the field. They drug him off the field. He threw his helmet.
Yep.
He is, I would say, incensed.
Yep.
Is the
and
word.
You know,
he is absolutely livid on the sideline still.
And good on Jasper's coach. He's giving him ear chewing, and I see number 8 pulling at his shoulder pads. I think that young man's done for the night.
Kobe Bowers is on his feet and walking back to the West Point Warrior sideline as he was grabbing his head. Obviously took a bad shot there and look to see what they're going to call here on the Walker or the Jasper sideline.
That's a tough one
That's
to watch,
targeting.
Guys.
First down.
That's a tough one to watch, and I hate to call anything like that, call any names for sure, but caught up in the moment and just trying to do our duty as commentators here. Those kind of hits are hard to watch.
And that does have no belonging in the game of football at all.
Absolutely.
not on the high school level for sure, and not at any higher levels at the NFL, college, and high school both. Working, Chris, we even said that even in the lower levels, in the peewee level of football, this is something that's come across.
Oh, absolutely. People are taking concussions very seriously now. And, you know, that play by that young man, and I'm not saying he did it on purpose. I don't believe that for a moment.
No.
You know, in the heat of the moment, he made a bad decision. It's going to cost him playing in the game and probably going to give a touchdown to West Point. They've got the ball first and goal from the one, and you've got Mr. Pearsall. I don't know if anybody could keep him out of the end zone from the 1 yard line.
If you're part of the offensive team for West Point, this is how you want to make it up to your own player. As the stick went in right here, looks like he's going to come up short by 2 yards. That was a keeper.
As Ryland Jones on the keeper there, we've seen this a lot near the goal line, but probably the next play up, like you guys said, to Pearsall.
Yep.
We'll get you some updates on Kobe Bowers as soon as we have them, as he's over on the West Point sideline being tended to.
Just getting checked out. Like we said, he walked back to the sideline on his own power, not even a shoulder needed to lean on there. More than anything, it looked like he was up ready to make things even, which is a good sign. You don't want to see any player injured from a play like that.
Not at all, as Kobe Bowers made the catch, took a big shot if you're just tuning in, but West Point back on the field in the goal zone. Very short yardage to go, second and one.
Second and goal
from the one, as went direct snap to Pearsall. He's in for a West Point Warrior touchdown, Hunter Pearsall.
Touchdown Warrior.
As while we're waiting for the point after here, Josh, do we have any updates from around the county?
That's what I'm pulling up now. Looks like your Colbert County Addison game. Colbert County now up 14-0 over Addison in the second quarter. Athens has scored again to tie things up with Coleman. That also in the second quarter. North Jackson 23, Fairview 6, second quarter as well. Northside over Good Hope 16-6, also nearing the end of the second quarter. Midfield's still the same score over Hansville 8-6. Holly Pine, a close race to Locust Fork, 14-10. I'll get you the rest of those after this point after attempt.
Rodriguez out to send this one up for the Warriors. For the PAT attempt to make it a 14-7 game. It's up. And it's good, as West Point will trail by 7 here at Jasper. 14-7 as the Vikings lead. Friday night that continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Jasper High School as the West Point Warriors trail 7-14. And Josh, any more scores from around the county as we're waiting for this to get back on the field?
I can pick up the second half here of those scores. Vine Mine 0, Fultondale 13. That also in the second quarter. Jasper, West Point game you're listening to now. 14-7. And that's it from around the county. We will continue to keep you updated.
What was that on that Good Hope game? Good Hope.
Let's see.
At Northside.
Northside 23, Good Hope 6. That's still in the second quarter. Haven't quite reached the half yet.
That's a bit of a shock.
It's a bit of a shock there, as the Good Hope Raiders are last undefeated team in Coleman County as they are on the road to Northport.
Well, we're seeing the Warriors kicking off from the Viking zone 45. You know, that targeting play, that hurts. That hurts Jasper.
Yep.
Because you gave up points, now you're giving up field position, and you've got a player out there who was not a starter.
Yes.
as West Point looks to return some of the magic that Jasper it got on them early with a low kick there.
Short kick.
As a squib kick there by the Warriors.
It's going to be first and 10 for Jasper from about the 25-yard line. Offense. Let's see how the Viking offense reacts to this. You know, when you have a situation like that where the teams are going at each other, you can either see somebody really pick it up or deflate.
Yep.
I want to see how they handle this type of adversity.
If you're West Point, you're looking to capitalize on this. This is a fuel for you.
As pass to number 20 by Creer gets it to the middle there, as that's number 20, Benjamin Morrow cuts to the left in the middle there.
You know, as we talked about that and you were expecting a team to deflate, it looks like neither team is really shying away from being physical. As I see one of the blocks on this close side of the field, they're both sides are just pushing all that they can until one of them is flat on their back. Love to see that kind of physical ability.
Hands off to 16 there. That's going to be number 16, Cameron Lambert, to get his first carry tonight for Jasper. He'll get the first down at about the 38.
It was an excellent play by the West Point defender. He was drugged for about 3 yards, but that could have been a big gain. He had blockers in front of him.
First down from the 38. Creer gets a pass off, gets a first down, and then some, as pass went to Morrow again, number 20. So a first down from the 49-yard line in West Point territory now. 6 minutes to play in the half. West Point trails by 7. First down from the 49. Creer puts a man in motion, flips it to Waldrop, and he cuts through the middle there and falls down at about the 44-yard line of West Point.
Dylan, look to see Jasper take a shot downfield. For the past 3 plays, West Point's had 9 men in the box. You know, that's 9 of their defenders out of 11 within 5 yards of a line of scrimmage, leaving 2 men back deep in man coverage. I expect to see him throw a long pass here in a moment.
Flipped it to Shelton in the backfield. Yep. And he's going to throw it himself. That's a flea flicker there to Waldrop and walks to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
That was a halfback pass as perfectly executed as you could draw it up on a Madden football game. I mean, wow. Nobody within 15 yards of that wide receiver.
Xavier Waldrop walks right into the end zone after receiving the pass from number 7, Caden Shelton, as it was flipped from the quarterback to Shelton. And, wow, what a trick play. Like you said, Chris, just drawn up out of something out of Madden.
That's exactly what it was. And let me tell you, even when you play it on Madden, it doesn't work out as well as it did on that play.
No, it does not.
Point after is no good. So it'll be 20-7 with 5:18 left to go in the half. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage in MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. We're back from Jasper High School, Key Row Gamble Stadium. 5:18 left to go in the half as the Jasper Vikings, as they just came back from a easy play there, Chris. Something drawn up from Madden there.
You know, that was a halfback pass, we just said, Keep an eye on the downfield pass because they were suckering West Point up. And, wow, it was like I had a magic ball or something to look into.
Oh, that's a real kick right there. That's the first one we've seen tonight.
Right.
As looks like Sapp with it. He'll be tackled around the 25. No, he'll get to the 20.
Two flags on the play. Right about the point where the play was completed. Flagged
everywhere. I believe we're going to have a face mask on this one.
Referee's confirming.
No, it's going to be a hold.
Yep.
Well, that crystal ball was only good for one use.
One use, one game.
Right.
Myself calling in, I believe it was the last time we covered West Point. I called up a play for West Point that night.
Actually, I think you did it twice that night.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. I need to find out where you buy your crystal balls at because, obviously you got the upgrade.
I'll tell you what, it's where I get everything else. Amazon. I get everything from Amazon.
From the 15-yard line here as West Point will take over deep in their own territory. About 5:09 left to go in the half as they trail by a big margin here. Vikings have a 20-7 lead over the Warriors as Ryland Jones puts it in motion by Purcell. And tripped up there behind the line of scrimmage.
Big play, number 52, the left defensive end. I'm not sure if that was just a missed block, but nobody touched him. Run down Purcell from behind, about a 3-yard loss on first down.
Nothing but a jersey tackle there. You got to go to the coattails, and that's just disappointing if you're Purcell because there was no way he could have known that number 52 for Jasper Vikings was coming after him until it was too late.
Second and 12 here from the 13 of their own. Ryland Jones with a snap here. Hands off to Purcell again. And
same play.
Same play, but he stays on his feet this time and will go out of bounds near the marker there.
That's still a loss there as the marker keeper gets out of the way as several players are barreling towards him. Looks about a yard loss as that's going to be a third and 12, it looks like.
Third and 12. Jasper's up 20-7. West Point's trying to get a little bit of momentum on their side.
That's right.
They had momentum for a moment, then Jasper came right back and scored again to take it away.
You know, and I really think that this would be big for Jasper, even if they don't score. If they just get it to their end of the field, if they can get it into the end zone, that'll be quite the momentum swing going into the locker room.
From the 12-yard line here, low snap again, but Ryland Jones, he's got pressure coming. He's got to move. Goes to the sideline, and he's going to be – he throws it. He's got a man caught there.
Hunter Purcell out of bounds. That's going to bring it up fourth and I'm going to say about seven, maybe six. I may be giving too much to the Jasper defense there.
Maybe a four here.
It's going to be – looks like about fourth and five.
All right, guys, it's 4 minutes, 14 seconds to go in until this half is over. Do you go for it here?
Fours on the screen. I think you got to send it away here and be smart because you are pinned deep in Viking territory.
Now, let me tell you right now, they've got their quarterback on the field who we've also seen dual purpose as a punter. He also has Hunter Purcell right next to him. He's backing up. You're right. He's going to punt it away. A deep one.
It's going to be picked up by number four, Sheldrick Cherry there of Jasper, and he stays on his feet, and he's twisting, moving. He's got room.
Yep.
One man to beat. That's the quarterback with a flag down as Ryland Jones was able to stop him there.
I don't know if you saw that referee. He pulled one out of his pocket. He was going to throw that block in the back, but then put it right back in his pocket. Let's see what this penalty is going to be.
Slow to get up here on the Walker side here. That's Cherry, I believe, is...
They're calling for the training staff to come out onto the field.
Looked like the penalty was going to be on Jasper.
Credit Ryland Jones, the quarterback, on the stop there. But Cherry shook up here.
First indication was that it was on Jasper. Not sure what the penalty was yet. They're going to talk about it just a little bit.
I'll say this for the Jasper blockers. If you're going to get a penalty, get your money's worth, and they certainly did on that play. That would be called a decleater.
Oh, man. Yep, they're going to walk quite a bit on this one. That's going to move the chains. That's exactly what West Point needed right there.
Block in the back.
Oh, no. It's going to be, okay, block in the back after.
Block in the back.
Okay.
Well, it'll still send from where Jasper Vikings back, well, nonetheless.
Where the flag was at, I wasn't sure if they were going to give it back to West
right.
Point because that was pretty much near the line of scrimmage. But undoubtedly, that's pretty close where the blocking the back happened.
As first down for Jasper, as Creer got a man there. It's caught, but he'll be stopped by a Warrior. There was a big hit there.
Good job for number three, Whit Laney. He was there as soon as he caught the ball, wraps him up, brings him down. That's textbook. That's all you need.
Yeah, it's textbook tackling, but Creer pump faked, yep. took the cornerback off the play. That's what made that play a completion.
It's at the 9-yard line there. At the 9-yard line there, first and goal for Jasper. Cuts right to the middle there. He'll be stuffed there short of the line. That's number 16. Number 16, Cameron Lambert.
About a 1-yard gain for Jasper there. We got about 340 left in the second half. Yep. I feel like you run the ball here if you're Jasper. Run the clock out. Go to halftime with quite possibly a 27-7 lead.
And the story so far from West Point has been that West Point leads as Cameron Lambert will sneak into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. West Point has controlled the first half of their games. This time, Jasper is controlling. Could it be a flip story here, or will Jasper run the game from here out? 26-7, waiting the point after here.
Going to line up here. You know, this is not exactly what Jasper was wanting. I think they really wanted to burn some time and just slip their way into the end zone. If I'm West Point, I go full force and we run the 3.5-minute drill right here. Just try to show these offensive players for West Point Warriors that momentum can be swung in a different direction. 20 points is nothing in the sum of two whole quarters.
Michael Herron's attempt is good, and the Vikings will lead 27-7. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here from Jasper High School on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Jasper High School as the Vikings lead by 27-7. Hursall to field this one for the Warriors to begin this drive, and a flag down here. Hursall turns to the left, though. Could this be on West Point? We don't know. He'll go out of bounds near the 44.
Referee to watch is this one right here in the black hat, middle field.
I believe this might be a holding call against West Point.
And that's going to be disappointing if it is. This is not the kind of momentum that West Point's wanting. They wanted to go in their favor from here until the half. I'll tell you one thing, guys. The smoke from the concession stand, whatever they're cooking down there, smells pretty good. It is going to go against West Point.
So it'll be placed around the 40. The ball stand in the same place, though, as it was down to the 44, I do believe. They haven't moved anything yet.
I think they just haven't counted it off yet.
Now they'll go ahead and count it off.
That's right. They're going to get in the middle of the field before doing that. It's quite some time for deliberation.
Now they will move. Well,
he's going to second guess.
Now he goes. And the new place will be at the 26, 27. So, yeah, from the 27, first and 10 for West Point. 3:10 left to go in the half.
West Point did not need a mental mistake like that on the kickoff. That's not what you want to start a drive, especially when you've had trouble moving the ball against the Vikings.
hamburgers, hot dogs.
Absolutely. You know, the field just got longer for West Point. And if you're trying to make this at least get on the scoreboard for double digits and make this a closer game at the half, those kind of penalties is the last thing you want to do.
So a first and 10 from the 27 of their own. Ryland Jones hands off to Persall. Persall breaks to the left there. He gets inside the line of scrimmage for maybe a gain of about one there.
It was a good tackle by that outside linebacker on the far side. He locked up on Persall. Persall tried to break free.
But not,
drug him for a yard or two, but could not get free of his grip.
I've got to wonder, since we haven't seen West Point in a while, whether there's some injuries, because you used to see a swap up there. Persall is one of them, but we also saw, I believe, if I can find his name, Braden Martin, number 22, as one of the other backs for this West Point Warrior team. Haven't seen him. It's been go-to Persall. Maybe that's the source of their woes, some injuries.
Yeah, and we've definitely called Braden Martin's name tonight, but it's not been at the running back position.
Got to wonder if he's swapped all the time. His Persall would be brought down inside, back behind the line of scrimmage.
Just met with a host of Vikings there.
Inside the 25
well,
there.
The Vikings called a blitz on the outside and the inside. Got a big loss on Persall. Now they're going to call timeout.
We'll take one with them as Friday Night continues in just a little bit. Here from Jasper High School as they lead 27-7.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. 2:17 left to go in the half as Jasper leads 27-7 over the West Point Warriors. We're following the Warriors this week for our game of the week as they traveled to Kiro Gamble Stadium here in Jasper as the Vikings 4-1, one loss to the Coleman Bearcats at home, as we'll get to some updates from around the county as well as at Coleman as they host Athens in just a little bit. Third and 12 here for Ryland Jones and company as West Point Warriors on offense. Flips it to Persall. He's got it caught. Could he get to the first down? He does, and then some. He could break free here. One
he's
man to
gone.
Beat, and he's going to beat them there for the 20. 10 tackled at the 10-yard line. Hunter Persall.
And that's a 10.
Not quite out of bounds there. That's quite an interesting thought. I know he couldn't see the defender behind him catching up, but with just a little over 2 minutes left, you've got to start thinking that way. You've got to get out of bounds. I'm tempted to even say that if they can punch it in right here on this next play, that you onside kick this one.
Might not be a bad call, Josh.
From the 10-yard line, first and goal for West Point. The first time we've said that tonight.
That's right. Nice little visit into the red zone. Only their second one all night long.
As Jones, the quarterback, puts a man in motion. Nope, he keeps it himself and goes to the middle and picks up to about the 7-yard line there. Second and goal from the 7, I should say, as Ryland Jones goes right through the top there and falls down at the 7-yard line.
I still have not seen Kobe Bowers come back in the game after that big hit he took on the sideline. Hope that young man's okay.
Hopefully so. While we're waiting for him to line up, a couple of scores from around the county. Culver County 21, Addison 0. That almost into the halftime. Coleman 13 over Athens 7 at the half. We'll continue after this play. Low snap. Going to keep it himself.
As Persall goes to the middle.
He's going to take it up the middle. That's Jones.
That's Ryland Jones on the quarterback keeper there. Used to call him Persall, but Ryland Jones, the other back to go to. Touchdown, Warriors. A minute to go in the half as Ryland Jones goes to the middle there and keeps it himself. Usually Persall, Jones, and we said again, 22, Braden Martin, the two go-to backs, so to speak. But Ryland Jones, he can make something happen on his feet.
Absolutely. Just to keep up with the rest of those scores from Ryland County, North Jackson 37 over Fairview 6. That not quite the halftime. Northside 23, Good Hope 6, that at the half. Midfield 22, Hansville 6 at the almost to halftime. It's still in the second quarter. Holly Pond and Logsport have reached the half. 14-10, Holly Pond's lead. That's a much closer game than I imagined it would take place. Logsport, not a very strong team again this year. Vinemont, Fultondale has reached the half. Vinemont yet to get on the board. 13-0, Fultondale's lead. And then, of course, you're listening to the Jasper West Point game now.
Yellow rags all over that one. False start on the offense there as the PAT attempt coming up for West Point. Rodriguez here to kick. Whit Laney, the other quarterback, the holder. Kind of similar to what we see in Tuscaloosa every Saturday.
Yep.
Another flag on this one. This is
just like you said, Dylan. Kind of like what we see in Tuscaloosa and almost as successful. That's going to push
them back. Second
false
start now.
Right.
So that'll bring them back to the 20 there as it's where the ball is going to be placed. Again, Whit Laney the holder, Rodriguez the kicker. So a 1 minute to go in the half as they will bring it to a 14-27 game with this. No false start on that one. This one, he's got a lot of yards there to kick it, and it's going to be no good as the Warriors will trail 27-13. A minute to go in the half. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Goldman's Live 95.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. The Jasper Vikings lead this one 27-13 at their own house as the West Point Warriors are in town. 27-13, your score here from Kiro Gamble Field. As we hit the road this week, last week we were in Hueytown, Chris, for the Bearcats and the Golden Gophers.
Hueytown was so impressive. Possibly the most impressive offensive team I've seen.
As it was a big game for the Bearcats, a non-region game. Did not matter the winner, but it was a good game for them to see where they size up against a team of that caliber. Could Coleman be moving up in the ranks? We don't know yet. As it'll be picked up by Jasper. He's going to break free to the 50.
He's got an opening.
He's got one, two, three,
at the 30.
At the 20, and knocked out of bounds by number 29, West Point. That's Logan Selby.
Oh, that's tough to see if you're a West Point fan. They're looking at almost at the 20-yard line where they're going to spot that ball.
I believe about the 18, Josh.
Yep, just inside it, and 48 seconds to go. That is more than enough time for the Jasper Vikings to clean up another score.
It's like watching two heavyweight boxers, you know, just trade body blows.
Yes.
As soon as West Point does something to kind of get a little bit of momentum, Jasper answers right back.
Yep. And that's something you come to expect from Jasper's team. Big team, quite a few refreshers here on the sideline, and they're physical all game long. This is how it's going to be all second half.
As they flip it back there, as it went from quarterback to back to receiver there, and
yeah, there's a flag.
That's going to be all on West Point there. I was like, horse collar tackle there.
That was a double reverse, Jasper Rim. They're getting deep into the playbook. Had a blocker, and West Point, bad horse collar. I mean, he about took that young man's head off.
That looked more like something out of WWE that I was mentioning earlier.
Right.
The foul, face mask.
Because it was more than just a face mask. That was a face mask all the way across the top of the defender.
Well, you know, there's face mask, and then there's capital F face mask.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, where you have to adjust the helmet because it's now on backwards.
Absolutely. That's the nicest way you can explain what we saw. And after the physicality we saw on the other side of the field, you kind of start to understand where this is coming from. Not that we warrant it, of course.
First and goal from the six as quarterback in motion. Flips it. He's got a man. Is he in?
Nope, just short of the touchdown.
They're saying he's at the one. Got 25 seconds left.
That's Bonner there on the catch.
That's going to be a timeout.
Timeout called. We'll stay with this one. You got any scores from around the county, Josh?
Yeah, let me get those together real quick.
As Bonner with the reception there from the one, so it'll be second and goal from the 1 yard line. 23 seconds to go. More than enough time for Jasper to punch it in. Josh, what do we got?
Colbert County 21, Addison 8 at the half. That one changed slightly. Addison managed to get on the board in those. Holly Pond and Logan's Fork have now started their third quarter. No change of score there. Holly Pond 14, Logan's Fork 10. We will continue to bring you those scores. Looks like every other team just about reached the half as we are nearing it ourselves.
So now with 23 seconds to go, both teams talking some things over as Jasper in the goal zone, 1 yard out, very short to go.
Well,
let
me ask you, Chris, if you're West Point's coach going into the locker room, what's your main theme in your pep talk?
Control the line of scrimmage. Control the line of scrimmage. You know, West Point lives and dies, it seems like, by Purcell's ability to run the ball.
Yep.
And Jasper so far has really held him pretty tight this game. He's had a couple of long runs, but for the most part, they kept Purcell in check. And there's going to be a timeout now, possibly, on the West Point side.
So Jasper talked some things over. West Point's going to talk some things over, too. Back to the sidelines. We'll take a break. Friday night will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Right now on Friday Night Live, 23 seconds to go from Jasper High School. 1 yard out, second and goal. The Vikings just need to get to the right here. Looks like I think I'll see them run to the back to the right there. Maybe they'll do something wild here.
What do you call right here, Josh? If you're the one calling the play, do you risk putting it in the air, or do you try to pound it in on the ground knowing but you're down at about 23 seconds?
I don't know. They're lining up like they're just going to dive it right over the top.
Yes,
that's
sir.
It.
He walks in. That's number 7 for Jasper. Caden Shelton, touchdown, Vikings.
And, you know, that's an easy score for Jasper. If you're watching the line of scrimmage there, it's almost as if they snapped the ball and just everybody parted out of the way. Easy score if you're number 7 for Jasper's offense running back there. The name you just mentioned.
That's number 7 for Jasper. He was Caden Shelton, who had one throw for a touchdown, mind you.
In the second half for West Point, you've got to find a way to get Hunter Purcell involved into this game. Once you can get him running the ball with authority, and you can get that offensive line opening some holes, it's going to open up the passing game. That could lead to a very different half for the West Point Warriors.
Well, and really, you're completely right. West Point's sideline is thinking the same thing. Right before that scoring play there, I saw Hunter Purcell running onto the field to play defense as well. They are fully invested in this young man on both sides of the ball to make things happen. Makes you feel good if you're Hunter Purcell, but it also, at the same time, has to be exhausting.
Oh, absolutely. And on the flip side of that coin, Dylan, just as we're seeing, you know, you need to get Hunter Purcell into this game, these guys over here, you know, for Jasper, they didn't just wander in out of the fields, okay? These guys have been watching film.
Yep.
They know this team because they've been studying this team. And so far what we've seen, they've game planned for Hunter Purcell. We've seen them bring people up from the defensive backfield to spy on Purcell, to keep someone on him at all times.
Absolutely right, Chris. You nailed it there. As this is a player who's gained reputation in Coleman County, and that's spread beyond Coleman County down here to Walker County, as well as some of the other teams they've faced, Russellville.
Watch for a pooch kick.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, and he's touched it. You got to get down on that. He did.
From the 41 is where the ball will be placed. It was a low kick hit by a Warrior, but a Warrior falls on it as they go right to the line there.
The kicker for Jasper It's funny now. You can tell when he's going to onside or pooch kick it.
Yep.
Watch the next time he comes out. If he takes three steps off that ball, get ready because it's coming at one of the up backs.
So from the 41 of West Point, 19 seconds actually. It was 21 seconds a minute ago. Now it's 19. I know that's a play on words, hyperbole, whatever. But
that's right, a minute ago.
A minute ago, it feels like it.
Two whole with seconds the, it took for West Point to get on top of that
with
ball.
All these stops on the field, it feels like a whole minute there.
Do you run out clock or do you maybe take a shot downfield?
I think you run it. You give it. Oh, as yeah, Jones give it to Purcell.
Gives it to Purcell, and wow, just blown
sure
line there. Blown
there.
Play. Purcell tackled at the 30, so a loss of an area code there.
I believe that might be the last play of the half.
Yeah.
Down to 4 seconds.
As that will end the half, West Point trails 34-13 coming up. The sounds of the band here in a little bit. Again, like you were saying earlier, Chris, Josh, if you're both coaches, we'll start out with Jasper. It's homecoming. What do you say to your team in the locker room?
If I'm Jasper's coach, I say the game plan we've got is working. Keep working the game plan. You know your assignments. Keep doing it. No stupid penalties. Don't make mental mistakes. If you play a clean game right now, you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that one. Jasper has done everything right, minus a couple of odd mental mistakes. You know, if you sit back, you can, well, as I even say that, Jasper can sit back and just cruise through this one because their ball team is, their roster is so deep and their lead is so high. All they've got to do is literally not take stupid penalties. And I don't think West Point can amount back in the second half.
Now, Dylan, what about if you're West Point's coach?
If you're West Point's coach, if you're Coach Farley, I think you got to tell your team to play with that energy you had coming out in that last drive when they got down the field with Purcell. What kind of momentum they had there is what they need to get back into this game. So maybe something Coach Farley can say can fire the squad up. 34-13, you have a whole half of football to play. Anything can happen, Josh.
Yeah, and that's for sure. I think the key here is you got to, if you're West Point, you've got to fire up the rest of the team. Purcell's out there giving it the best he can. You can say the same thing about Rylan Jones. We've seen him make some quarterback keepers, some tough dives down the line of scrimmage. You need the other nine players on the offensive team to step up. We saw them make a couple of those plays in early in the first quarter. Everybody was blocking all the time in the world to throw it down the field, but that it just wasn't enough later on.
You know, they've done it in flashes. They need to put it together for an entire quarter.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, we've seen some great plays when they do. If I'm coach, I've got to find somebody that's got those handful of plays on their phone and say, look at this. Look at how we all worked as a well-oiled machine here. We do this five or six more times in the second quarter, you're good to go.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll send you back to the field for the sound of the West Point Warrior Marching Band. After that, the Jasper High School Band. As Friday night will continue in the second half, West Point leads. Jasper leads West Point 34-13.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Jasper High School. We bring you to the field now for the sounds of the West Point Warrior Marching Band here on Coleman's Live 95.
Bill Captain is Patrick Fleischer. Percussion Captain is Sarah Hudson. Deck Captain is Kelsey Barrow. Color Guard Captain is Haley Wright. Majorette Captain is Alexia Adair. Auxiliary Sponsor is Abra Adair. Band staff include Hannah Kreider, Alan Alexander, Emily Patterson, Jacob Baker, Haley Kreider, Venetia Vincent, Kay Farmer, and Larissa Kleckler. Superintendent is Shane Barnett. Principals are Heath Yearwood, Vicki Butler, and Kevin Sullivan. Band Director President is Josh Sellers. Band Director is Bobby Patrick. And your announcement is Major Cena Oxford. Thank you for supporting the West Point Marching Warrior Band.
Good evening. My name is Thomas Ward, and I have the honor of serving as the Student Council President here at Jasper High School. On behalf of Superintendent Dr. Ann Jackson, the Jasper City Schools Board of Education, Principal Mr. Jonathan Allen, along with faculty and students of Jasper High School, it is my honor to welcome you to the 2018 Jasper High School Homecoming Football Game. Before we proceed, on behalf of every student at Jasper High School, I would like to personally thank every individual who helped make this week and this day something we will cherish forever. Now please, at this time, direct your attention to the field as we prepare to recognize our football mate. Freshman football maid, Natalie Freeman, escorted by her father, Mr. Jamie Freeman. The sophomore football maid, Bailey Catherine Olive, escorted by her father, Mr. Ricky Lawless. The junior football name, Eve McCluskey, escorted by Mr. Dallas Evans. The senior football maid, Morgan Aldridge, escorted by her father, Mr. Jeff Aldridge. And the senior football sponsor, Carly Muncher, escorted by her father, Mr. Jerry Muncher. Thank you, ladies. And now, our 2018 homecoming course. Olivia Shirley, escorted by her father, Mr. Bill Shirley. Maddie Tidwell, escorted by her father, Mr. Jeremy Tidwell. Emma Knott, escorted by her grandfather, Mr. Terry Knott. And welcome back last year's homecoming queen, Emily Green, escorted by her father, Mr. Terry Green. And now, your 2018 Jasper High School homecoming queen, Isla Kate Crump, escorted by her father, Mr. Scott Crump. Thank you, ladies. Please rise for the alma mater.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Halftime is over here from Jasper High School as the Warriors trail 34-13 on the road in a key Region 5 or a key 5A Region 6 game, rather that. Dylan Diemer, Chris Greer, and Josh Lawler. As I was down by the West Point sideline looking to see if Kobe Bowers would come back to the game, I have not seen him.
He might be done for the night.
And he might be under protocol for concussion. If so, we're glad he's getting the help he needs. That was
absolutely
a bad hit.
You know, and it's one of these kind of hits that rule starts to make a little bit of sense. You know, you want to see that practice because you want everybody to be healthy when they leave the stadium tonight. In his case, no different.
Well, also, hits like that add up over time. And when you get two or three, I mean, it might be time to sit out for a year.
Yeah.
Especially at this age, these young men, their bodies are still developing.
Absolutely.
You know, don't take any risks. It's not worth it.
Right, absolutely. And especially if some of these players want to go on to the next level, which in this case would be college. Kobe Bowers, a sophomore, so two more years to think about that.
Yep. And you know, those kind of things, why I spend my free time playing golf. Very few concussion risks on the golf course, that's for sure.
Well, unless you're playing in front or behind me, and then you have to watch out for balls and or clubs.
So always let Chris Greer play through, is what you're telling me.
That would be smart. It's worth it for the comedy, if nothing else.
But that's part of the fun, and on top of everything else, this has been a fun game.
It has, sure. It has. I hate to go back and use that same analogy, but it's like watching two heavyweight boxers. One of them will throw a big hit, you know, shot to the head, and it seems like, all right, maybe he's getting a little bit of momentum.
Yep.
And as soon as he does, the next team answers. Well, it seemed that way. You know, West Point began to battle back, but every time they would, Jasper would answer.
Well, and to use your analogy, it's very similar to boxing. Jasper struck first, and they struck hard. Throughout the rest of the half, you'd see them. It was almost kind of like rounds. Jasper would take a couple of real hard jabs, and you would think that West Point was finished, only for the West Point Warriors to get up from the mat and say, no, I'm not done. Here's seven more points. We're going to contest this thing.
You know, we haven't seen a whole lot of mental mistakes on this Jasper Viking team. They had that one targeting call. Again, I don't think for a second that was intentional.
I would hope not.
I believe that young man was very disappointed that he was out of the game.
Yep.
You know, in the heat of a moment, things like that will happen.
Yep.
I applaud the referees for making the call that they did.
Sure.
You know, but Jasper could have folded a little bit.
Sure.
You know, right there, but they didn't, Dylan. They kept coming back. They kept fighting. And now, I mean, we're up 34-13. You got to think another touchdown by Jasper and West Point might start to deflate.
That's definitely for sure. If you're West Point's coach, you've got to make sure that they don't get that many scores ahead, because I don't think the numbers on the board matter as much as the difference matters. So if West Point's able to come back right here and put at least another score on the board, it will seem reachable to the West Point Warriors a little bit more than it did in the locker room.
Well, we did give thanks to our sponsors. We do want to give thanks to Jasper High School.
Absolutely.
Athletic Director Jonathan Jordan for allowing us to be here at Hero Gamble Field tonight.
And really all of the faculty and staff here, we've got a chance to shake some hands and put some faces to some names and met some new friends. And
sure.
Do you want to thank in the next room, I think she was the women's basketball coach here for the Vikings, and she was kind of in charge for the AD tonight. He had to step away from something. We want to thank her as well.
You know, Dylan, I would like to give a shout-out to these fans.
I do, too.
And parents from Jasper. I've talked to several tonight. As nice and friendly and open and as inviting as they could be. A great group of people. Great group to share a Friday night, you know, at the ballpark with.
Absolutely.
And I think there's just been a lot of animosity since that one famous video we were talking about earlier between groups from Coleman. But, no, this group has been outstandingly wonderful and welcoming to us here in Jasper as the Warriors will kick off a low kick there and picked up by Cherry of the Vikings.
This is a good tackle by number 26 for the West Point Warriors. That's going to be Caleb Smith.
You know, Josh, I think that's about the best coverage we've seen on kickoff from this West Point team so far tonight.
Which is an interesting thing to see because they kept it low, which meant that it got to the Jasper Viking all that much faster, but somehow they were still able to get down the field. Usually you kick those high and you give your defenders enough time to get down there.
And here is the first play for the second half as Michael Creer throws it to Bonner there. He's going to break free. And on the opening drive of the second half, he will go to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. Chris Creer, you just said earlier that a touchdown would basically deflate this team.
You know, I wasn't expecting it on the first play. We saw the Vikings open up the game with that bubble screen to the wide receiver.
Yep.
It's worked. They've ran it several times.
Yep.
West Point, I think, has stopped it twice. That was textbook. Perfect blocking on the outside. He made it through the first rank of defenders, and then he's off to the races.
Yep. So the question now is going to be, will West Point even come back at all to try to make anything happen out of this, or is this going to be it for the West Point Warriors?
Heron's kick is good for the point after. Jasper will lead 41-13. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here from Jasper High School on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Jasper High School as the Jasper Vikings lead West Point Warriors 41-13 after a easy peasy come out drive pass to Bonner from Michael Creer, the quarterback of the Vikings. Didn't expect to see that off the bat there to begin the second half as it's now a 41-13 lead. And we said that we would probably see this West Point team implode here with one more score, but that early, Chris, could that benefit the Warriors?
It definitely won't benefit them. It'll benefit the stat line of the quarterback.
As it's bobbled there, but he holds on to it.
Big hit by the Jasper defender coming down to cover.
As the receiver there, 55 for West Point, bobbled it a little bit. That's going to be 55. Darian Wynan, I don't know if I pronounced that right. Wynan. Wynt.
You know.
Sure.
We'll try there. Sorry, we apologize to his family if you're listening out there. We'll get it better on the second time. 55 there with the carry. He bobbled it. Took a big hit, though, from a Viking.
Dylan, I would say watch the offensive line for West Point. You'll see, I'm starting to see some players walking. Okay, this is right after half. You don't want to see that.
No.
Watch their body language. Watch what happens on this line of scrimmage. And if they start to give out, you'll see it there first.
So first and 10 from the 33 for West Point. Ryland Jones keeps it himself, and he'll be sacked behind the line there. Loss of about three there.
Just a couple of scores from around the county. In Colbert County, 28 to Addison's 8. That in the third quarter still. Coleman still having a lead over Athens, 13-7 in the third quarter. That score hasn't changed since halftime. North Jackson, 57 to Fairview's 12 in the third quarter.
I didn't realize the Crimson Tide were playing tonight.
Undoubtedly so, and they're playing playing against Fairview. Northside 29 to Good Hope 6. That in the third quarter as well. That's really not one we saw go that way. I thought it was going to be much closer. Midfield 54, Hansville 12 in the third quarter. Holly Pond starting to pull away from Logan's Fork, 36-10, also in the third quarter. Fourth quarter score, Fultondale 26, Vinemont 0, still yet to get on the board for Vinemont. And, of course, you're listening to the Jasper-West Point game, where Jasper is leading 41-13 over the West Point Warriors.
Third and three coming up at our second 11, carried by Persall to get to the 41. Needs about 3 yards to get the first down here as Persall with a big carry for the Warriors.
You know, he was driven out of bounds, Dylan, but he was never brought down. He was driving with his legs, pumping, still trying to pick up yards. I can't speak for the offensive line, but I can speak for Persall. He's still out there, and he's still fighting.
Third and three now for the Warriors. As looks like the quarterback's going to keep it. Wait a minute, that's not Rylan Jones, is
it? Will Cochran.
As we'll get a swap in the quarterback here.
Makes you wonder where Jones is at on that one. Maybe trying to get
now him. He's coming back out. I wonder if he had to do something with his helmet or something, had
perhaps
to make an adjustment.
Perhaps. But, you know, this is the start of the second quarter. This is about the time that we start to see some fatigue. These are not the temperatures that we're used to seeing in early October. Still very humid out there. Definitely playing a toll on the players.
Josh, you and I were speaking about it outside. It's almost like we're playing a game in Central America somewhere.
Really,
it's
100%
humidity, and it seems like 94, 95 degrees.
Fourth and one. Could they go for it? Rylan Jones keeps it. He
they
sneaks
sure
up the
did.
Middle. He does get it there for a first down for the Warriors. Ball placed at the about the 43-yard line there.
Perhaps a chest move by the West Point Warriors.
Seems to the 47.
Give Rylan Jones a full down of a breather just to bring him out on fourth down and punch it through the offensive line.
Gutsy call.
Yep. I like it, though. I like to see some risky calls right here when you're down several scores and you've got nothing to lose.
And they could pay off dividends. We'll see. Low snap there as quarterback keeps it. He's going to roll to his left there and throws. And nearly picked off there, Rylan Jones. Pass attempt for Colton Sapp over there on the left side. I see number four, however, Branson Smith.
Four.
So I'd say Branson Smith on the intended receiver there instead of Colton Sapp, like they said in the PA box. As I think they're switching out some different receivers. I'm seeing, again, Branson Smith. Earlier I saw, if I could find his name here, I saw his number out here. He's a wide receiver. I believe I saw Luke Hammond as well. Or no, Cooper Couch is who I saw, number of.
Looks like Jones is back at quarterback. They're gonna line up in shotgun right here.
And he is there on the field. Cooper Couch to our right in front of us as Rylan Jones, second down, second and 10. He airs it out, nearly picked off there. It looked like number four, Cherry for Jasper, was all over that one. Pass intended for Whit Laney that time.
I like the mindset on that play. Jones wasting no time. And then just gunning it over the top of the line of scrimmage there. That quick, can't really read the offense as it develops is what West Point needs against this blitzing Jasper defense.
Well, Jasper's been bringing the heat from the outside, from the inside. Watching this defense work has been a thing of beauty because they're always bringing someone.
Yeah.
Hands off to Persall to the left. And we'll be stopped at the line of scrimmage, a 4th and 10 coming now for West Point.
This is not one you can give to Rylan Jones and have him dive it up the middle. They're either going to have to think of something much more clever, or they may have to punt right here near the 50-yard line.
With the ball being on about the 49-yard, about the 49-yard line, 48 maybe, it's going to be 4th down and 9. I think you have to send this one away.
I think so, too.
I would have to agree with you as well, as even though they have the opportunity to sink it into their own territory, sink it into the enemy territory, they're also in their own territory backed up. That could go the other way, and Jasper could capitalize.
Seen a lot of good results out of this.
Jones
is
going to throw this time. He's going to go for it. He's got Persall. It's caught. It's a first down near the 40-yard line at about the 39. So they do go for it, and they get it there.
What a gutsy call.
You have to make
the
these decisions. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Because you don't have anything else to lose. I mean, you look at the scoreboard right now. It's 41-13. It's looking rough. If you're not able to convince these young men to make some gains, to make some scores here, they're going to give up on you. So
And also, Josh, you've got to keep that high-powered Jasper offense off the field.
Yep, definitely.
They just haven't figured out an answer to those guys yet.
To come out of the tunnel in the second half and score on you on the first play, that's the last thing you want to do is give them field time. Pearsall looking for some openings. He's not going to get it as he's driven to the ground by Jasper Vikings.
Gets about two or three there at least, though, so a second and seven, maybe.
Jasper Vikings still on the ground. Looks like they're going to call a timeout and call the training staff over.
So we've got an injury timeout. We'll take one with them as an injured Viking on the field. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit. Your score, 41-13 in favor of Jasper.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. We do want to update you as the injured Warrior instead. That's 53, Eric Griggs for the West Point Warriors. He's back on his feet and heading off to the sideline there as the training staff came to him. It wasn't looking good. He gets up on his own power. He's walking here, and they're going to look at him over on the sideline. So best wishes to him. Hope he's going to be okay. We are thinking about number 11, Kobe Bowers as well, as he was the injured Warrior after that targeting call.
We haven't seen him come back in, back on the field yet, Dylan. I would be surprised if we see him playing again tonight.
A 2nd and 9 now from the 38-yard line as the Warriors will come back to the field on offense. Ryland Jones with Hunter Pearsall right behind him. Look to see him flip it to him. He does. Pearsall goes to the left, turns on the Jets. It goes out of bounds for a gain of about 3 there.
Pearsall around left end, run out by Whitley.
As Whitley on pursuit for the Vikings. Third and about 6 here, maybe more. Third and 7.
Chris mentioned it earlier, and we're starting to see that. Offensive line looks a little winded. They're not snapping to the huddle very quick. They're not jumping back to the line of scrimmage very quick. I really think that our key players from West Point need to make some scores to find some energy in these offensive linemen, because once they start to deteriorate, things get a lot harder for our impact players.
And one's gone off the field already, timeout called. One's gone off the field already. That was 53, Eric Griggs, with an injury. So they're going to go talk some things over. We'll talk some things over, too. Josh, you have scores from around the county?
I do. The Coleman-Athens game looks to be a pretty close one, tied up 13-all. That now into the fourth quarter. As we mentioned earlier, getting live updates from Tommy Warhurst, voice of the Bearcats over there. Northside 29, Good Hope 13, managed to make another score from Good Hope as they're in the fourth quarter as well. 54, midfield Hansville 54-12, that in the third quarter. Vinemont is finally on the board with 6 points. 26-6, Fultondale leads that one in the fourth quarter. That's it from around the county. We will continue to bring you an update through the rest of this broadcast.
Well, as the Jasper Vikings come back to the field, West Point trails behind them now, as it'll be a 3rd and 7 from the 35-yard line of Jasper, I should say. This team formerly known as the Walker Vikings. Many yeah. people who have come before. When I was in school, they were still Walker. We never played them, but now they've changed their identity, become the Jasper Vikings, to more identify with their city of location rather than the county.
Right, right. You have to start to wonder if that that video we referenced earlier in the broadcast played a part in that.
Pass to Persall, and he's tattooed there.
He's slow getting up. He got hung out to dry on that screen pass.
Yeah, and they definitely saw it coming. Jasper Vikings did.
Wow.
They're proud of that one, that's for sure. No, if I'm Hunter Persall, I'm not happy with the fact that they stuck it out there so obvious to me to be laid out like that.
All right, fourth down again. Coach has gone for it in the last two fourth downs, converted yep. on both. You do it again?
He's converted longer. If I'm the coach here, we have nothing to lose. We've got to go for it. But then again, we won't know until the ball is snapped, because we've seen Rylan Jones kick it from this shotgun formation. I don't know. I think 52 of Jasper Vikings may have gone first. Oh, they're going to walk it back. This is definitely on West Point.
So I think we'll definitely see a kick here. Yeah, instead of a go attempt on it.
Fourth down about 12.
It's going to be about fourth down or 12, Dylan. You know, they've rolled the dice twice on this drive. I'm not sure I'd do it a third time.
No. And you know, when it was fourth and seven is one thing, but now to be fourth and 12, totally different matter. And you know that Rylan Jones can put it in the back corner somewhere.
It's low snap here. He's got to do something. He's going to throw. He's going to have to move. He stays on his feet. No, he will crumble there at midfield on top of the Viking logo. As he could have got back to his feet and made a play on it, but instead he gets tripped up by a Viking.
Either way, I don't see him throwing it to any of his receivers and them coming down with it. The coverage on the field was just entirely too tight on all fronts. But I still would have liked to see maybe a running kick, putting it within the 20-yard line of Jasper's own end of the field.
And I don't discredit Jones on that one. There was really nothing he could have done, either as the punter or as the quarterback, as the pressure collapsed on him there from Jasper. As Creer's going to throw, and he's got a man.
That's a completion. It's going to be about a 12-yarder.
That's interesting that turned out to be a completion. There's a divot visible from the press box that I can see on the field. Right about where the ball was. Makes you wonder if that one didn't hit the ground first.
Anthony Harris Jr. on the reception there for Jasper. So a first and 10 from the 42 of West Point. Creer puts a man in motion. He hands off to number two there. And he's
shaking the tackle.
And he's brought down. That's number two, Xavier Waldrop. Why have they put him in motion more on this one, Chris? What do you think has really gone to? He's been the go-to receiver, but they put him as like a back there.
Well, we've seen him on a reverse. We've seen him on a halfback pass.
Yep.
We've seen him on jet sweeps. You know, in my way of thinking, this young man is electric. Get the ball in his hands, no matter how you have to do it.
8 catches and 109 yards last week against Clay Central County as a handoff to number 16 there. That's Cameron Lambert. And Lambert will get to a first down and then some.
You know, I really think they're just practicing different formats, trying to make this young man into more of an athlete rather than solely a running back. Try to make him an athlete, use him everywhere they can. We've seen West Point do this with Hunter Persall.
Sure.
When you get a good, talented young man, you want to use him everywhere you can.
First down as Creer's going to throw it. He's got a man caught there as Warriors try to wrestle him down to the turf there. That's number 5, Benjamin Bonner.
Good pitch and catch. You know, Josh, we were talking about a chess game earlier. Something else to think about. They have some big games coming up.
Yeah.
You're giving those teams a lot of film to look at and a lot of things to have to prepare for.
Absolutely. And, you know, you got to change up those fronts. You don't want anybody getting too much data on you.
Ball's loose as Creer's going to be sacked there. No, he'll stay on his feet. West Point trying to do everything he can. He stays on his feet and gets inside the 10-yard line. So he makes a gain of about two on it. Nearly sacked by the Warriors. But Carrier stays on his feet.
Ladies,
gets a gain of two there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this young man drops the ball. It looked like something from Michael Vick back in his heyday,
yes.
Dylan.
Yes.
Picks the ball up, scrambles around. I think he set on one of the defenders at one point in time because he just about had him down. Managed to pick up 3 yards somehow.
Quite the feat. Some early Falcons play for Michael Vick.
Second and seven inside the 10 for the first time tonight. As first time in the half, I should say, as they're going to hand off right to the middle there.
And not to take anything from take away from that young man, but it seemed like four or five West Point Warriors had their hands on him, on his jersey, pulling at him. I don't know if it was necessarily he was breaking tackles, as West Point Warrior has lost some steam and not quite wrapping up like we saw him in the first quarter.
I think that's a great point, Josh. I think you might be exactly right.
Yeah. It's tough to see. Hopefully they'll be able to straighten some things out and get some fire back under these West Point Warriors and quite possibly turn this game around. There's more than enough time to make some stands.
3 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the quarter. We're in the third quarter here from Jasper High School. The Jasper Vikings lead 14-13. Third down from the two.
Third down and one.
So they'll hand off right to the middle. He's in. Touchdown. Jasper Vikings, number 16, Cameron Lambert.
Just not much of a contest there at the line of scrimmage. We've seen that last couple of times that Jasper finds their way with big plays up into the red zone, and then it's almost as if the Warrior defensive line crumbles inside their own 20.
As West Point struggling now, 47-13, waiting the point after here. Heron's attempt as coming up. He's made a few, missed a few tonight, as looks like he's going to make that one, make it 48-13. West Point trails here at Jasper High School. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live from Jasper High School here on the campus of the old campus, I should say, the new campus just down the road. We're at Key Row Gamble Stadium here as the Vikings lead 48-13. Josh, I heard the Coleman game is still tied up 13-13.
Yes, Tommy sending me updates from that game. They are 13-13, all tied up, 3:53 left to go in that game. So probably all the way down to the end. Reminds me kind of how close the Coleman-Jasper game was, being the only loss that Jasper has seen all season.
Kick is up and fielded by the Warriors. That's picked up by Colton Sapp, and he could break loose. He's got to beat the kicker there. One more man to beat. He's at the 30,
he's turning the juice
20,
on.
And tackled near the 24. Big pickup by Colton Sapp there.
So just some scores from around the county as we're nearing into football games here late on a Friday evening. Colbert County 35, Addison 8, that in the fourth quarter. Athens game I just told you about, 13-13. North Jackson 64 to Fairview's 12, that still in the third quarter, as looks like trainers are tending to Colton Sapp there on the sideline.
As he went out of bounds on his drive near the 24. No, he's down near the, looks like the 9-yard line. The ball's going to be placed at the.
They're requesting
paramedics.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's has to do with Colton Sapp's injury, if that's to do with a. They've got a stretcher over there. I don't know if it's related to Colton Sapp or not. It's maybe a personal.
Not quite sure.
Something in the stands. We don't know. It looks like a group of people standing up in front of us. This may be in the stands.
Absolutely. So to continue the scores from around the game while we wait on clarification on that, Northside 36, Good Hope 13. That in the fourth quarter. Midfield, Hansville games turned into a runaway with Midfield 70 to Hansville's 12 in the fourth quarter. Lokes Fork, Holly Pond game. Holly Pond still holding out a demanding lead nearing the end of that game, 36-10. Vinemont and Fultondale still going at it in the fourth quarter. Vinemont 6, Fultondale 33. And then, of course, you're listening on Live 95.5 to the Jasper-West Point game where Jasper leads 48-13.
Ryland Jones of Grant Real Estate keeps it himself, goes to the middle there and picks up about two there. As clarification that I can get, Colton Sapp was up on his own feet there, but they're coming over to the side that we're on, the home side. So this must be a personal injury over here on the stands here. And we won't bring that to you because that's something we'll keep just here in the stadium as we're going to go back to the field here. We wish our best wishes to whatever's going on in the stands, however.
The Coleman game continues to be a nail-biter as Tommy's sent me some more information there.
Second and seven. He's got a throw. It's tipped up by the Vikings and no good there as it's going to be incomplete. Pass intended for 24, which is Hunter Bursall.
Take a break in the action to tell you about the close Coleman game. Now 16-13, 2 minutes to go. Fourth quarter.
The Jasper defender jumped that route, Dylan. Dangerous throw. He's been throwing kind of three quarters, almost a sidearm delivery tonight, Josh. You've noticed that.
Yep,
one of the bad things about that is you're not getting a lot of air under the ball. The Jasper defender called it. He played it, batted it up in the air. West Point's very lucky it wasn't picked off.
Absolutely.
Third and seven now for Jones as he tried to hand off a Bursall. He does. He gets knocked backwards, but Bursall gets back on his feet and will go out of bounds short of the first down.
Really surprised that didn't turn out to be a block in the back penalty as West Point was doing everything they can to keep that Jasper defensive line out of the pocket.
Well, again, we've seen Jasper calling blitzes from the left, the right, and the middle. That time off the far side of the field, the outside linebacker blitz, he did get blocked in the back. You called it, Josh. No flag on the play. Bursall, through sheer grit, picks up 3 yards.
So you think this is a fourth down, you go for it. Fourth and seven, ball's on the 12-yard line.
Absolutely.
This is one of the few no-brainers we've had all night. Even if you were on the opposite side of the field, you couldn't punt and get a better ball placement.
Timeout.
West Point.
Timeout. West Point will take one with them. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit. With 2:01 left to go in the third quarter, the Vikings lead 48-13.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. 2:01, let's go in the third quarter as West Point near the end zone, fourth and seven on the 12 of Jasper. As Warriors trail by a lot, 48-13.
A lot indeed. They're looking to change that right here.
Jones in motion.
Running.
Pressure coming. He needs to throw. He'll throw it away, and it'll be a turnover on downs deep inside Jasper territory. So Jasper will be working a long way from right to left.
And, you know, that's just good decision making by Ryland Jones there. He run probably back to the 30-yard line before throwing it away. At the expense maybe a little bit of his energy, he keeps it inside the 15 for Jasper to try to make it back down the field.
So about a minute 54 left to go in the third quarter as Jasper leads this one 48-13. Do we have any more scores from around the horn, so to speak?
Not any that have changed. We're keeping a close eye on them as everyone nears the end of each game. I believe the only game that has come to a final is the Holly Pond game, winning over Logan's Fork 36-10. Meek has also finished their game, not quite in our coverage range there, but we will continue to bring you any updates as games close up and hopefully some continuous live updates from the Coleman Athens game as that continues to be real close.
Absolutely. I wish we could just break right to that game right now. It sounds like a lot of action there at Oliver Woodard Stadium, but we are here at Kiro Gamble Stadium here in Jasper, Alabama. The one loss the Vikings had this year was to the Coleman Bearcats, and the Bearcats fluctuating this season. We were last week at Hueytown for the Bearcats, where the Bearcats fell by a great score there, 42-6, with sheer power from that running back they had down there, Chris. We saw him firsthand.
I believe we'll be seeing him on Saturdays in a couple of years.
As Waldrop still on his feet, gets to 32 as he was pinned down near the 12-yard line where West Point had it originally, get to the 32-yard line. A big carry. Chris, this team comes up the field in big chunks.
They do. You know, they get yardage in bunches. We've seen them run up the middle. They're doing that to force that West Point team to be honest. And it's almost like you can see them drawing the linebackers in.
Yeah.
They'll run the ball, and then they'll pop it outside on a screen or throw the ball downfield and pick up 20, 30 yards.
Let me test your knowledge. Have we seen a Jasper punt yet tonight?
No, I do not believe we have.
Did we see one?
I don't know if we saw one. I can't remember if we saw one or not. If one, that's a safe bet to say, but I don't think we've seen one, but we could have saw one.
I think
they're sending this
drive
one back here.
I believe either first or second drive from Jasper. West Point made a stop. Jasper punted it towards this end of the field that we're sitting on, press box. But that's the only time we've seen it all night.
I'm going to trust your word on that, say we've seen maybe one punt from Jasper versus West Point. Maybe we've seen about four or five, but a lot of times on fourth down they went on attempts.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's what you do if you're West Point. You weren't a favorite coming in. Stats may have sided with you a little bit, but you had to make some risky calls.
So a penalty marker will negate this one as it'll be a second and six there, as this time Lambert on the carry.
You got to give it to West Point's defense. They're still in there trying to make some physical tackles, trying to get it done. Somebody got hold of these fellows on the sideline a couple of minutes ago and told them to give it their all the way to the end, because that tackle was made with some aggression.
There's, so now a first and 10 there, Chris. They didn't mean to cut you out there.
Oh, no, you're fine. West Point's still hitting hard, but they are running out of time. Oh, what a catch.
As Creer's pass to Anthony Harris Jr., he'll go out of bounds, but not before he picks up the first down.
Tightrope catch on the sideline, pitch and catch. Goes up for the ball, gets both feet in bounds. I mean, that was a big, big play. That was a college-level play at the high school.
That's what I was about to say. That young man has been watching a lot of Saturday football.
First and 10, Creer hands off to Lambert again, and did he get the first down? I think he's got it again.
I think he's a yard short, Dylan.
Yep, they're going to call him because he slid quite a bit.
So I guess
once
his knee, yeah, his knee, the ref's right here. 1 yard jar, his knee must have hit. It looked like he tried to dive for it, but his knee came down.
He just got tripped up, and that's discouraging if you're Lambert, because he had a opening in that line that was a Ford truck wide.
As Creer's low pass picked up by number 20 there of the Vikings, he's still trying to go and fight for yards. He gets to the 40, and he's still going to the 35, maybe the 34 there, number 20, Benjamin Morrow.
What a juke move. Did you see? That was sick, okay? He must have faked out 3-4 West Point defenders. You know, every time somebody would come to try to tackle him, it was like they were hitting the B button on Madden.
Absolutely.
You know, and he puts a juke on him and picks up 3-4 more yards.
Well, hold up now. It looks like this will be brought back here.
That's a shame. You know, that's a young man that when they watch film on, you know, Saturday or Sunday, whenever it is, he's probably going to look at the offensive line and say, really, guys?
Yeah.
Really? You know, that was a brilliant run.
So now a second and about 9 there
Second and nine.
As penalty marker came down, and we'll bring this one back, negates Lambert's attempt there. As Creer was going to throw it this time to his tight end, missed that one. Intended receiver was number 35, the tight end for the Vikings. That's going to be Reed Lum.
Lum looking like he almost didn't believe it was actually intended for him, as he had to double check to make sure it was coming his way.
That pass had some heat on it too,
did.
Josh.
It did. So easy to understand that something moving that fast, as close as you were, may not be you as the destination. Anyways, this is going to bring up third down.
Third and nine. His career's got pressure coming. He's got to move. He stays on his feet and picks up the first down and then some.
Ooh. And big hit.
A big hit there by the Warriors. As I thought the ball popped out, but it did not.
It's a good, smart move on the Warriors' part there. It looked like we were going to see a helmet-on-helmet collision there for a minute. But number three for the West Point Warriors, that would be Whit Laney, pulling back his head in just enough time to just kind of bump chest and knock him down.
First and 10 from midfield. Hands off to Waldrop, and Waldrop cuts to about the 45 there.
Very interesting plays from West Point's defense here. It seems like they're hustling to get to where the ball's at, but then everybody just kind of falls on the Jasper offensive member.
Well, that is the end of the third quarter. Jasper controls this one 48-13. If everything stays as it is, looks like West Point will fall to 2-4. But we'll take a quick break and find out more when the fourth quarter begins, the final play of this one. Friday Night Live continues in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, in MLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. The fourth quarter of this one begins. In quarter number four, the Vikings lead 48-13 over the West Point Warriors. Dylan Diemert, Chris Greer, and Josh Lawler on the call as Michael Creer in motion. Pass intended for Xavier Waldrop.
Couldn't quite hang on to that one, Dylan. Almost made a great catch on the ball. It would have been a hard catch to make. You know, diving really close to bringing it in. Just couldn't quite keep his hands on it.
Live update coming from the Coleman Athens game. Athens scoring in the last few seconds of that game, bringing it 16 all. Only to take them into overtime. We will try to bring you as many of those updates as we can going forward.
As Creer gets a snap, 5 yards out, pushes for it. He may have it, he may not.
Let's see the spot. If it's a left foot spot, it's a first down. It's going to be really close. Oh, yeah. Well, that's
fourth and inches.
I think you go for this. Jasper's not had any problem running it up the middle. Really, Jasper's not had any problem at all on offense.
This is gut check time for the West Point Warrior defense.
Fourth and inches here for the Vikings, and they go right to the middle. They've got it. And West Point will wrestle him back there, but forward progression will give him the first down. Lambert on the carry for the Vikings.
Gets the first down at the 39.
A big tackle by number 45, Tyler Thompson of the West Point Warriors. Yo, he picked him up, he slammed him, but not before the running back picked up about a yard, maybe a yard and a half to move the chains.
So now a first and 10 from the 39-yard line for the Vikings. Creer with a snap, he keeps it himself, he's rolling,
he's got a
pass, he's going to throw, and it's going to be incomplete.
Dangerous pass there, Josh.
Yeah. And, you know, Levi Farley was the was the defender for West Point there. That's
flag
the,
down.
A flag is down, however, this game goes against. I believe he's going to go against the Vikings here.
Yep, called on Jasper. I missed. Illegal receiver downfield, they call. But like I was saying, Levi Farley, perfect defense on that. He gets between the receiver and the ball. He doesn't mess with him with his hands, not to cause a free first down with some pass interference. Just a smart play on his behalf. A little update coming from the Vinemont-Fultondale game. Looks like they've reached final score. Fultondale 33, Vinemont 12. Vinemont, given all they got there in the last quarter, just couldn't put enough mustard to it.
Josh, both of our alma mater schools fall tonight.
That's right. I'm really surprised Locust Fork, given Holly Pond as many points as they did.
I'm surprised with Vinemont as well against a strong Fultondale team.
Fultondale, I wouldn't want to match up with no matter who it is.
First and 15 now as he's going to hand off to, I believe that's Lambert on the carry, and he's got a first down and then somebody. He's being wrestled there by Warriors. That may be 48 as well. Yeah, we've seen him check in the game as well.
That is Michael Herman, number 46.
Well, you got 48, Trayvon Stewart.
Who knows? Everybody's getting a chance to play tonight for Jasper.
I believe Michael Herron, he's the kicker, but who knows? They could put the kicker out there.
It's the only way he's going to get some play time.
No, he's
right
there on the sideline. I see him now as they put number 16 in motion again.
I'd like to give a little bit of love to my alma mater tonight. Hartsell right now leading Columbia 28-8 at the end of the third quarter.
Columbia not an easy game there, that's for sure.
I'll tell you, they're building a quality program up, you know, right up the road in Hartsell. We're going to get to see it here in a couple of weeks.
Look forward to that game.
Second and 7 now as they put Lambert up to the middle again. And he gets to the 15-yard line.
Well, I hate to say it, but what we predicted come true tonight, boys. The Jasper Vikings have come out of the tunnel in the halftime, scored a couple of times, and now they're just kind of coasting. Warrior defense is lumbering around. Jasper offense is lumbering around. If I'm Jasper's coach, I'm not happy with the amount of energy I'm seeing on my offensive team, despite being that far ahead.
As they'll run up through the middle there to the right. Josh, I've got your score from Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you've got one number close to being right.
What did I say on Tuesday?
You've got 32-14 Jasper. The
close.
Score, 48-13
yeah.
Jasper.
Yeah.
So you got that West Point number very close.
And my because I'd forgotten that prediction.
So player down on the field, it looks like, for Jasper.
We had an injured Viking on the field. We'll take a break. Friday Night Live will continue in just a little bit here on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. 9:48 left to go in this one as the Jasper Vikings have a commanding lead, 48-13. Do we have any more final scores out there, Josh?
We do. We've got a couple that have come in that have ended the ball game. Colbert County over Addison, 35-8. Like I said, final score there. We mentioned Coleman and Athens, 16-16. They're going into overtime. We'll keep you up to date on that one as it comes through. Looks like action's about to start on the field.
Back to the field as Lambert with it as he tries to fight forward. Second down and 6 there. Now it'll be a third down as he'll be wrestled out of bounds. That's actually 48 who's coming to the game as of late. That's Trayvon Stewart.
We saw Nicholas Roberts, number 57, for Jasper come off the field on that last injury. He was limping, came off the field under his own power. Might see him back again. Might not. Really, there's no need to put him back in the ballgame.
No, really. You give all your underclassmen as much as you can right here.
Different quarterback for the Viking as well. They hand off to Stewart again. for the middle third down.
With as big of a lead as you got, you know, you're training underclassmen here.
Right. Well, you're training underclassmen. You're resting your guys up.
Yep.
You know, it's a win-win. There's a reason Nick Saban does that at Alabama.
Yep. Now, that being said, you expect the same performance out of those underclassmen guys. Like you said, Nick Saban does the same thing. You should not see any of these guys take their foot off the gas.
Well, they didn't. It looks like a touchdown for Jasper.
Stewart scores one right up the middle.
As Morrow, the quarterback, hands off to Stewart as Morrow comes in after quarterback Michael Creer played a lights-out game. They'll bench him and give him some rest for next week, as I believe Jasper next week will go to Lawrence County. It's never an easy game, I should say. It's a tough ride up there from Jasper to Lawrence County, located in Moulton. So they'll be in Moulton next week to face off against the Red Devils.
And, you know, that was our angle coming in, was that West Point, although having a losing record, has faced the two tougher of the – oh, they did get a hand on it.
As West Point gets a hand on it, and Heron's kick is no good for the point after there, 54-13 in favor of the Warriors, Josh. Again, road trip to Lawrence County for this team. As the Warriors, I believe they go back home next week.
Yeah, and you know, those are tougher games. That was the angle I was coming in with for West Point. Just an argument I was trying to make for the West Point Warriors was that they played two of the harder teams in the region. Jasper playing some of the easier teams with Hayden and Corner being those easier teams. But we'll see how it stretches out.
They'll be at home next week against Dora.
Yep.
As the Warriors will be back at home with Dora coming to visit. Again, Jasper goes on the road to Lawrence County to face the Red Devils in Moulton. Still 8:45 to go on this one, as West Point trails 54-13.
Some scores from around the county still. North Jackson increases their lead over Fairview, 78-12. That one almost coming to a close in the fourth
78-12.
quarter.
78-12.
Yep.
Hanceville is off the hook now.
Well, that being said, Midfield 70 to Hanceville's 12.
Well, all right.
So
Hanceville is back on the hook.
Hanceville's back on the hook now.
Yeah, that's right. Interesting enough, Good Hope 27 to Northside's 36. That in the fourth quarter, that one may wind up being closer than we previously thought there in the third quarter.
We would hope so. They're the last undefeated team left in Coleman County. They will be at home next week, I do believe. If that's where we'll be at, we'll let you know before Tuesday, as low kick picked up by the Warriors there. He took a big shot to his helmet there. But he looks to be fine. It looks like Persall there. No, it's number 34 instead for the Warriors.
We saw that young man in the first game. He plays a little bit of linebacker, but he is blazing fast.
Absolutely.
Brody Rusk there. Jasper with their B squad out now. They played a great night tonight. 54-13 over the Warriors. 5-1 is not bad for Good Hope either, but being undefeated gives you a stronger case. Well, so that's what, the North Side story. We'll get back to this one here shortly, but for Good Hope, a 5-1, if they fall to North Side, would not be a bad thing. Jasper, however, back to this game, will go to 5-1 with this win tonight if they hold on. It's Persall with the carry there. He cuts back to the left. He's got to break tackles there and gets to the line of scrimmage and then some. Could have been a loss there.
Purcell just trying to make things happen. And more power to him. That's what we want to see. As a spectator, that's what I want to see. But, you know, at some point you have to realize that the rest of your team, the other 10 guys on the field, have given up on you.
You know, Dylan and Josh, you're talking about Good Hope. You want to stay undefeated as long as you can, because the best thing you have going for you as a football player is that feeling of invincibility.
Right.
You know, and until you lose, it's like you've got Superman's cape on. You can do no wrong.
Jones hands off to Persall again, and he'll get to the line of scrimmage and then wrestled out of bounds there.
And that's just smart play by the Jasper defender there. He didn't. It would have been easy to go for the face mask. Would have been easy to go for the horse collar there. But instead, he takes the shoulders. That's just smart play on Jasper's path.
That's good coaching.
It really is.
That's,
and the record shows it.
Sure, we've seen solid fundamentals from this team all night long, and that's just more of the same.
8:20 left to go in this one. The Vikings lead 54-13 as Will Cochran in there for the West Point Warriors. He's got a pass complete there.
And you're hearing the sounds of Jasper's band as we're all in here nodding our heads along with the beat. It's been a great performance by both bands all night long.
That's going to bring up about fourth down and three, and no doubt in anybody's mind, West Point will be going for it.
I think you just do it for fun at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, use this as a learning tool, a learning experience.
7:45 going in this one as Cochran keeps it himself there and gets the first down and then some there. Maybe a gain of one extra yard there.
See where they mark it. Yep, first down for the West Point Warriors.
A very generous placing there. But good for the Warriors. Just maybe also give some practice to underclassmen. Start resting up your starters for next week. No reason why they should be in the game at this point.
So now with 7:20 left to go in this one, it's a first down from the 49 as a man in motion for the Warriors. That's 47.
Ooh, some speed on that.
Kelton Washington.
He got out there quick.
He did. Freshman dressed out on the varsity team tonight.
We did see him in the Fairview game.
Oh, did we?
We did, as, you know, that was a blowout game for the Warriors.
I like to see that. They gave a little bit of action time to a freshman, and he is giving it everything he's got. That was some, you know, tied ball game speed that we saw from him. Maybe they'll give the ball to him a couple more times.
Will Cochran will be the quarterback of this team next season with Rylan Jones' departure, as he is a senior, as pressure will collapse on him on second down. As Rylan Jones, number 5, he's the senior quarterback as well. We'll be losing Colton Sapp, and looks like they'll also be losing Landon Ray, and of course the big story, Hunter Purcell. All players that will be going off next season. So Will Cochran will lead this team next season when we see them. So he's getting some reps to practice here. We'll get Kobe Bowers back as well as some other wide receivers. They'll come back as seniors. Levi Farley one more season as well. Whit Laney one more season as well. A lot of players will look. We'll get more on that in a little bit. So a lot of these underclassmen getting some reps here for the futures.
Wow,
Washington, a big carry with a first down and then some.
You know, you hate to see a man like young man like Purcell leave that team, but wow, number 47, Washington, that he is like lightning in a bottle.
He really is.
Quick.
Where has he been the rest of the game? Even with the speed that he's going, even if he's only a half of a game kind of player,
get him in somewhere, alternate him with
Purcell. You know, we saw that work at Alabama all those years ago. Earned a national championship. If I'm West Point's coach, let's give it a shot. Even if I just alternated them between plays.
As they'll hand off to Washington again, but look, even though he still gets tackled there, he fights forward and gets at least a yard there.
He's met with the first Jasper defender by 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he makes it a no gain by carrying three more of those guys up to the line. That's amazing.
Here's a question for you, Josh. Do we see Purcell next year playing on Saturdays?
I've heard he's had offers from schools of the like UAB, Troy, somewhere in that.
I can see that.
We'll find out to confirm for sure. We don't want to say that because we don't know. But these are the rumors I've heard, speculation now. As pass is complete there, that's the number 9, Cooper Couch.
Couch?
He's the sophomore wide receiver there. Again, working a lot of these sophomores and underclassmen, these sophomores, these juniors and freshmen.
I thought you were pulling my leg. I really didn't think his last name was Couch.
That's
fun.
They're getting some reps here. These are the Warriors of the future.
Yeah, and that's a smart thing for both teams, whether you're ahead or you're behind this big of a deficit. You really need to turn your senior guys into teachers on the sidelines, mentoring to the underclassmen as they come off the field. You know, at that point, you've got twice the coaching staff because runners like Purcell needs to be in Washington's ear, telling him everything he needs to go. Because like we talked about, we're going to lose Purcell next year. Someone's got to fill those shoes, and what big shoes to fill?
Lucas McAfee and Tyler Thompson coming on the field now. I'm sorry, I called that wrong. I'll correct that after this play.
As Cochran will throw, and he's got one. That's going to be a first down.
Yeah, the wind knocked out of him. He is slow to get up, but he's getting up.
Looks to be Cooper Couch again on the
I know that one.
Catch there.
That was an excellent throw.
He's just trying to expand those lungs back
Cochran.
Out after such an intense tackle, but he's walking back to the huddle. Good for him.
As actually, that's number four for the West Point Warriors. That's Branson Smith. Comes off the sideline, gets his helmet off. He'll take a breather and come back on the next play, looks like.
It's going to be a timeout call, I believe. Nope. Might be an equipment issue. They're bringing him off the field, getting somebody back in. Number 83. It's going to be Foster Oliver coming into the game. Or Oliver Foster. Nope. Foster Oliver. Had it right the first time.
There you go.
Yep.
It just sounds backwards.
Yeah, it sounds backwards.
3:40 to go in the red zone. The West Point Warriors. Will Cochran at the helm. Kelton Washington fakes the handoff as quarterback keeps it. Cochran goes to the left.
He's going to try.
He'll get to the five. Oh. Flag down, though. Flag down on the field.
Some strong stiff arms from that young man.
Very strong. He carried the defender about 6 yards with a stiff arm to the face.
You know that's got to be frustrating to be stiff-armed for that long. You're just staring at the quarterback's palm for that many yards.
That is extremely frustrating.
I bet.
For a defender to have that happen, you don't like that.
So now they will move the West Point Warriors back. It will be a charge penalty against West Point. So a first and 10 from the 15. No, from the 25.
Coming way back.
First and 15.
Personal foul, face mask. They called it on the quarterback. You do not see that very often
at all.
I would not be surprised right now on this play to see them put the ball in Cochran's hands. Let this young man make some throws. He has been impressive, from what we've seen, with his downfield passing. Good arm.
Under 3:10 to play as he gets a pass to number 6 there. That's Jacob Dye.
That's going to make up a couple of yards of the deficit we saw with that penalty. I'm going to go to second down there.
Second and about 12, maybe 13 yards.
But it's a tough decision. Do you let Cochran throw the ball or do you let Washington run with it? Both of which have been very impressive tonight.
You know, being second and long, I say take the training wheels off and let this young man air it out.
Sure.
Guys, management jumping in here for just a second with your trademarked management editorial comment. Has everyone been watching Alabama football? I mean, why have half the teams in Coleman County this week put over 50 points on the board? Have y'all noticed that?
There's more fame in that kind of game.
That is insane.
That's sure.
I noticed here, I haven't been in the broadcast booth. I've been sitting down in the stands. But the Battle of the Bands has really got it going on tonight here.
It does. Both these bands sound good, Jay.
We commented on that a little while ago and have really enjoyed the back and forth because it's not just the back and forth, but also some recognizable modern teams. Era teams.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think Dylan is firing me, so I'm going to give him his headset back.
He's clawing at the headset as action starts to pick back up in the field.
Thanks, Jay. Roll Tide back to the field. 3rd and 3 here. 8 yards to go. Cochran keeps it himself. No, he hands off to Kelton Washington. And where is he at there?
That's a first down.
First down and then some there as he gets a gain of about 4 on that.
He has such a burst on his first step. I mean, before you know it, he's 3 yards down the field.
So now first and goal for the West Point Warriors. 1:40 to go on this one.
This has been a disappointing game, Josh, for the Warriors. But what you're seeing right now for the future, it looks a little bit brighter.
Absolutely. It makes me look forward to next year's coverage for sure. Maybe we'll cover a few more West Point games. And that's saying a lot because we followed them now into their third game of the week this season.
as quarterback keeps himself. He gets into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Touchdown Warriors. Will Cochran on the carry there.
Keeps running right in. Takes it into the score.
As now West Point will make it a little bit closer, but they will still trail by a hefty margin. It'll be 54-19 waiting the point after here. Again, for the future of West Point, it is looking brighter.
Well, the future of West Point's looking brighter, but the present for Jasper is looking really, really good. This is an impressive team. One of the more impressive teams we've seen this
Absolutely.
Year.
Which says a lot considering that Coleman pulled out a close victory over them early in the season.
Now we'll get you some updates from around the county as soon as we can. As some action on the field, we'll get some changes here. 29 out to kick for the Warriors. That's going to be Logan Selby.
Bad news out of Coleman tonight. Coleman losing that overtime battle against Athens. Athens managing to score a field goal there to finish the game 19-16.
Heartbreaker at Oliver Woodard.
Absolutely. Another final score. North Jackson 78 to Fairview's 12. That one's has finished up. Northside has won over Good Hope 42-27. Good Hope just not quite able to scrape up that comeback we're seeing. Midfield finished their beating over Hansville 70-18. Holly Pond, I mentioned to you, has finished over Logansport 36-10. Vinemont as well finished 12 to Fultondale's 33. Now we are just awaiting the Jasper West Point game to finish up, as Jasper leads this one 54-20.
As West Point was able to make a touchdown with their B squad in, Jasper looks probably come out here. It's in their B squad as well to end this one, go home with a victory, and get ready for Lawrence County. West Point will go home with 2-4 record and will face Dora at home.
Tonight's game is definitely something that Jasper keeps in their back pocket as a reminder that this is what happens when the formula is executed properly.
Right.
You know, the only way that you make a better performance out of Jasper tonight is you take away those mental mistake penalties, right?
That's about it.
Yeah, that's really the only argument you have from Jasper. And that says a lot. We've seen a lot of football. We follow a lot of football outside of these. Oops, whip kit from West Point. Jasper falls on it just to be safe. No one really seemed to be in a hurry on that one. Everybody kind of knew what was going to happen.
Josh, this is what I see from West Point. It's obviously this team is going home with a lot of injuries, with number 11 being injured. That's Kobe Bowers and a few other players that we saw go out. We have a lot of injuries. I think there's injuries that are plaguing this team that has led this team to plummet from being the hottest team out the gate to being the team that could miss the playoffs.
Absolutely. With this loss, it's going to be a really tough case for West Point to be included in that. However, anything could happen. You get into one of these situations Alabama has faced several times where they lose a game late in the season and Alabama needs X, Y, and Z team to lose. That can totally happen for the West Point Warriors and see maybe some chaos within the region that might put them right back up, but I think they have to finish strong and win out against all three of their regional games coming up next, which is Dora, which is going to be a tough one, Hayden and Corner. Not quite sure if that order was correct or not.
It's going to be Dora, Corner, then Hayden.
So just to mix up on the last two there. But I think you have to nail those three in a row in order to even be considered.
Well, you're going to have to nail those three, and you're going to have some help.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking about. You know, you're going to have to see some chaos go on across the rest of the region. Right now, Jasper's only loss to Coleman, which was not a region game.
Right.
So they're sitting in a pretty good spot. Region, conference-wise, you're looking at an undefeated team.
So this was last year's West Point Warriors final overall win-loss ratio. 6-5 overall with a 4-2 region record. Right. As more than likely, we look like the Vikings are going to win on their homecoming. A 4-2 region record is what set this team apart from being included in the playoffs. A four-loss team will not likely go to the playoffs because you've got a 7-game region schedule.
Right.
If you lose four of those, you've got to win out, and if this team is plagued by injuries, we won't see it under 10 seconds here as Vikings run it up the field at midfield, and they will win for their homecoming. Final score, 54-20, Jasper Vikings.
That was an impressive ball game by the Jasper Vikings. They came into the game, they had a plan, they stuck to it, and imposed their will on the West Point Warriors. The flip side of that coin, Josh, the West Point Warriors have to do some soul searching. They have to try to salvage what's left of this season, hope to get some help, and win out the rest of their games if they're going to have a prayer to go into the playoffs.
Yeah, and you, if you're West Point, you're now a fan of several other teams in the region. Inadvertently, you need the teams that you lost to, being Hamilton and Lawrence County, to lose most of their games. Win most of their games, if not all of the rest of them, and your coming opponents to lose severely to, including yourself. That is the only way that you make a case, because you know the rest of the is Cordova part of this region.
Okay, so
did
this
I read that
is,
right?
Yeah, this is our region. Cordova is not.
Is not.
You've
okay.
got Corner, Dora, Hamilton, Hayden, Jasper, Lawrence County, Russellville, and West Point. Russellville is 5-0. Jasper 4-1, now 5-1. And I believe this will be updated, so it'll be a 6-0 Russellville. So we don't have a score for them
Russellville's
yet.
Russellville's not was not on West Point's schedule. So you need
They were the week before the bye week's loss, as West Point led that one and then fell behind in the second half.
Okay.
So it's going to come down to this. If there's a bunch of teams that tie up, the tiebreaker is going to be who had the better wins. And we've had four straight losses against good teams in the region.
That's it for West Point.
This may be it, but we'll have to see, because you have to look at similar teams with similar records. Hamilton 2-3, but West Point fell to them. Dora 3-2, Corner 2-3. You get into these games next week for West Point, and then you just got to see where it goes. Hayden 1-5. And Lawrence County also 2-3, but again,
I forgot about the Russellville
West Point
game
with losses to Russellville, Lawrence County, now to Jasper, and as well to, I want to say they lost to Hamilton. We did cover that one as our game of the week, Hamilton. So that's four losses in the region against the good teams in that region.
You said Cordova was part of the.
Cordova was not.
Not okay. Yeah, there's no way. There is no way. Jasper, for example, and. And I believe you said Russellville was already undefeated in conference play. Like, there, with those two teams already at the top, there is no more room, even in the midsection, for any other team. There's no way West Point makes it out, unfortunately.
That's a shame for a player like Hunter Purcell.
It really is. It really is. He's plagued with that one.
Man, he is. We've watched him this year, and he has just played his heart out.
You've got to wonder if he'll be named to the All-Alabama team when they do that
possibly
yearly game against the state of Mississippi.
Possibly.
But some final scores from around Coleman County. Colbert County beats Addison 35-8. Coleman will fall to Athens 16-19. North Jackson with a 78-12 win over Fairview. As the final score from Northport, Alabama, 42-27 in favor of Northside. No more undefeated teams in Coleman County.
Nope.
Midfield beats Hansville 70-18. Holly Pond beats Lucas Fork 36-10. Vimont Falls 12-33's Fultondale. And, of course, the final score 54-20 in favor of Jasper. Jasper will go to Lawrence County next week. West Point will come home and face Dora in front of their home crowd. Folks, stay tuned to Coleman's Live 95 for the re-airing of West Point at Jasper. Also, tune in Tuesday night for Prep Sports Live. We'll get you updated on where we are going this week for our game of the week. We'll keep you updated on that one. Look for some teams to follow in Coleman County. And let you know Tuesday night with some more analysis from these games around the county, especially from the one here tonight. From Jasper High School, from Kiro Gamble Stadium in Jasper, Alabama, on the campus of Jasper High School, formerly known as Walker, we say good night for Chris Greer and Josh Lawler. Have a safe travel home and have a great night. We'll see you again next week for Friday Night Live.
just another advantage to living in Cullman. You have Live 95 on your radio. Live 95 is 95.5 FM WRJMLP, Cullman's independent radio.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain.